All right, Chloe, you want all your gifts now?
I don't know, whenever. We can wait till later.
We wait till later, we'll forget, you won't get them.
Okay, then. Now's
I don't know why people always want to act humble. Well, it could be any time. You didn't have to get me anything.
It is sort of the standard response.
I went through that Father's Day, my dad's birthday, Christmas, regardless. I don't need nothing. Okay, you try it 1 year. What the f*** wrong with you kids?
Yeah, at that point, you're supposed to, you know, as a father, you need to be a role model for your boys. Say what you mean what you say.
Yeah, you never hear your mom go, oh, I don't need anything. And every your birthday, you're not going to be back till after your birthday, right?
Right.
Well, since Chloe's birthday is tomorrow, let's do his now.
All right. Alfie, where'd you put everything?
Most everything is right behind you. Okay. And Russ's and my gifts are in here with me.
Okay, why don't you bring those in?
Got it. Chloe, there you go.
It's from Dickies.
Obviously, they're in Dickies bags.
Well, mine is in an iHeartMedia bag, and it's not from the company. That's for Everett.
All right, from Nathan at Dickies. First bag. What
the hell? Nathan is really good at gifts.
Yes, he is.
Okay. The first thing is a really cool
wow
unicorn mask.
What is that for?
Anything.
Well,
I know what it's going to be used for. That's going to be him at the lake all summer.
Yes.
Wearing that.
Well, take your headphones off and put it on.
I'll be able to see.
You don't have to leave it on. Where the hell do you get unicorn masks?
There we go. Yeah, the visual isn't really not that good, but.
Do you see through the nose holes? Where are you supposed to be able to see through?
Yeah, through the nose hole. Mm. I guess.
Woo! You know, if you're ashamed of the horn, you could put a top hat over that.
Ooh. Be classy.
And then pull people around the West End on a carriage.
Nice little side job on the weekends.
And Palomito.
That horse just vomited on me.
Palomito Moonshine. I have never heard of that before, but I'm really curious to see what it tastes like. It looks like a koozie that has a skull and crossbones on it.
Well, certainly can't complain about the station not having the koozies for us anymore.
And a mega chill raft thing. Looks like it comes with a cooler and cup holders.
Was that something you attached to your, is that a full-blown raft?
Is
that a float-along cooler like you'd take with you on the...
Exactly. That's what it is. That's awesome.
Nice.
They still let you do that on the, not the Brazos.
Yeah.
The Brazos?
Brazos, Guadalupe, and a few others.
It's the one that goes down the middle of Texas.
Kumal.
Near that place where the people go.
And let's
no
see.
No help.
Guadalupe?
I'm going to go with that one.
Well, the Brazos. Not too far from Austin.
I'm going to go Brazos.
Brazos.
Okay. Good. Got that handled.
in a raft that is a beer pong. That you can do beer pong on.
Inflatable beer pong.
Inflatable beer pong. Hell yeah.
See, he is really good at doing gifts. Chloe will use all that stuff.
Wow. It'll be, what's the next holiday? Memorial Day weekend?
Yep.
You can go out and honor all the people that have drowned with that
Absolutely.
Raft.
And some really cool GoPro accessories that I've not seen before.
This is all still from Nathan?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yes, thank you, Nathan. That's
well, Nathan's that's, pretty high up in the Dickies chain.
I'm starting to think that's he awesome. May be a stockholder.
He may be the head.
The head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see. What are the GoPro? Because he knows I got you a GoPro, uh-huh. I think, last year. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like a Jaws Flex clamp and an extra battery. That is cool. Rechargeable battery.
That's a big clamp.
Well, yeah, that's cool. Thank you, Nathan. That was really cool.
You have
cool.
to put that on your nipples.
I think I will.
Okay.
Oh, I'll use it as a ring. Certainly no way I could with that on.
Not a chance. All right, Clay, here. That's from me.
Cool.
Just need some music. I'll just play some Price is Right music. What's in this one?
Hot Designs nail art pens.
That's got to be from Dan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's looking out for you?
That's you know what? That's funny. All this stuff is relatable pretty much to the lake because I always have chicks paint on my toes.
That's right. They can get all sorts of designs in your toes now.
There you go.
You ever pick up chicks by letting them paint your toes?
Yep.
Damn.
Man's onto a gold mine.
I got to get rid of my yellow toenails.
No, thank you, Dan. That's awesome.
You're welcome. We got Everett stuff over here as well.
All right, hand me Everett's and I'll...
There you go, Eddie.
This is for him.
A nice Dickies bag as well. All right, we have necessary skills and then some. How to escape from an alligator and other mind-boggling skills. With a note, so you continue to be the go-to guy for random facts. Very nice.
I'm going to kick Nathan's ass.
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm going to read this between now and the next show.
Oh, God.
What's in the other bag?
No, that's for me.
Oh, wait, there's more stuff. Goose pate.
Wow.
Delicious. I'll be sure and eat that before I come on the show next time. And then... with a note on it that says, because I feel like you eat this fancy S. A shirt that says... has a picture of Bush on it. And it says, okay, fine, I'm a dick. Sorry I gave you the stink eye, Everett.
That's awesome.
Throw it over here. I'll hold it up for the camera.
This guy should give gifts for a living.
He really should.
Seriously.
Have you even met Nathan?
No, I haven't, but thank you.
That is awesome.
Got a dance camera. Man, I don't know how they do the green screen thing or just point at different things because... Everything on Cameron's backwards.
Oh, you mean like meteorologists and traffic people?
Yeah.
The cool thing about that is I can throw out all my other shirts. Wow, that's awesome.
I say you wear it to court.
Already on it.
My stuff sucks compared to Nathan. That's okay. A new rule. Nathan gifts go last.
Or,
yes. Mm-hmm. You and me, baby, right here.
We just take his gifts and say they're from us.
Right.
All right. In an iHeart Media bag, this is from, who is this from?
Yeah, it's from me.
All right. From Dan, I got some paper. Legal pads.
That's right.
For the lawyer.
That's right.
Very nice. No, I will definitely use these. I will think of you during cross-examination.
That actually makes me a little happy, because I was trying to think, what does Everett need? And then I realized, I think you've thrown away all your vices.
No, I have. This is the only vice I have left. Law. No. No, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, it's awesome.
The Whole Foods bag to your left, Everett, that's for me.
Oh, okay. Man, this is awesome. Okay.
Well, it could be different music for that.
And in this bag, we have... bread. And wait, there's some some bread, and some, oh, look, some bread. So, well, good. I've got all I'll ever need to eat, all I'll ever need to wear, and all I'll ever need to ride on stuff. So I'm set. Thank you, everyone, for my gifts. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, I had nothing to do with any of them.
Well, that's okay.
I did get you a cake.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. A cake that says, Russ bought you this cake.
And icing.
It looks awesome. Chocolate. White icing.
Because for once, you didn't want anyone else jumping on your gift-giving coattails.
Well, anytime I give somebody a gift and we go, hey, we're all going in on this, and then nobody goes in on it. I always eat it.
Well, thank you, everyone. I really appreciate all the kind, nice stuff.
All right, Dan, do you want to, I think Alfie is two containers. I think he just brought them in.
They're actually in the middle of the box that your gifts are in, Russ.
Yeah.
Dan, open up that case. Two middle ones.
This one here?
Yep.
These?
Those are from Alfie.
Ah!
And these are for
Chloe.
Gotcha. Here you go, Chloe.
Right on. Damn! A huge bottle of rum chata and a handle of Fireball.
Hand me the box, Dan.
Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alfie.
Very welcome.
These combined is really, really good. Combine the two, rum chata and Fireball.
The guy at the liquor store was a listener, said that you'd love it. It's called the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. It is damn tasty.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had rum chata on my Cinnamon Toast Crunch before.
The sign of a true alcoholic.
And now, although this didn't take as much thought, Chloe got me new boots for my birthday.
Which was very thoughtful.
It was, because he knew I needed them badly. But I know that he'll use this.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Man. Like a good beginning to the summer. Woohoo! Bottle of Jack.
Big bottle of Jack.
Big, big bottle of Jack.
Thank you, thank you.
And to chase that with, you got that.
A Jack with a nice back of Jack.
That's two big bottles of Jack.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I guess I'm definitely taking the SUV home. Mm-hmm. All the stuff.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff sticking out of your convertible.
No. Ooh, that's awesome.
And for hot days in the summer.
And another bottle of heaven in a jar of glass thing. Jack Daniels.
Woohoo! Okay.
Thank you, guys.
And then when you go on the road, here's the travel size.
Another 175 of Jack Daniels. Yes.
How many gallons is that?
like 2 gallons? 3 gallons?
I think altogether over here, I think I got a drum. Cool. Thank you, guys. It's awesome.
Damn. Okay. Didn't we get him some cards?
Yeah, I think I see clothes. It's in front of him.
I got so many gifts. Mine's buried. Thank you.
What's it say on the front?
On the front, herpes bathtub. And it looks like a text on a phone.
Looks like somebody texted you. It says herpes bathtub.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're continuing the text. Stupid autocorrect. I meant happy birthday. That's cute. Thank you, guys.
Well, what did people write?
No, Russ goes, no, I think
I think the card got it right.
I don't think card got it right. Alfie says, don't forget your life jacket. Kenzie, Chloe, I love you. You're my favorite concert buddy, best friend. Drink on from Dan. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Chloe's your best friend.
You're my best friend, too.
I think the proof is in the writing there, Kenzie.
Well, y'all are all my best friends.
Can't have it.
That's not how it works.
Mm-mm.
Best means one.
Okay, Chloe, I'm sorry. You're not my best friend anymore. Russ, you're my best friend.
You had to do it on his birthday?
Wow.
Damn.
What kind of inconsiderate? Springs out on somebody before his birthday.
Wow.
Okay, Chloe's still my best friend, and Russ is my best friend tomorrow.
I think tomorrow actually is
Chloe's birthday.
Yeah. In 2 days.
Open up the card from Don Davis.
Don't see it. Oh, another
Everett.
Card. Don't open it.
Don't open it.
Was that from, was that for Everett or for Chloe?
It was for Everett.
Oh. Okay, but that's still from Don Davis.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says on the front.
Some people are just born wonderful and make the world an even more wonderful place because of their wonderfulness. And it shows a beautiful woman holding flowers with a bonnet in her lap near a, sitting on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open it up and there's a pop-up of Yeti. Bigfoot. Very nice. It's a talking card. Bigfoot is saying many things about cupcakes and how yummy they are. Wishing you many wonderful moments that are as wonderful as you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, E. Love, Kins. Look, Don, you got flowers from Russ. Dan?
Or look, you got flowers from Don.
Yeah.
Yes. Chloe, Alfie, everybody signed it. Very nice. Thank you all very much. Very, very nice. Very touching.
Big segment.
Woo. I'm glad we did it.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And actually, not only that, but see, 50?
Yes.
Man, you look good.
Thanks.
I did not expect that.
Me either.
Well, I did.
I mean, I'm glad it happened, but, you know, when you're 22, you think 50, man, there's no way. Never going to happen.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. You, in your 20s, you hear somebody dying in a car wreck, 50. You have, you know, full life.
Yeah. But unfortunate, but yeah, it's they had many good years.
They had not. They didn't have much to look forward to after that anyway.
No.
What else could happen?
They're probably already crapping themselves anyway.
That's right. Life's a car wreck by the time you hit 45. Yeah.
Do you have any birthday music to play us into the break, Chuck? I think we get sued for that. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder. Hang on.
Let's start off.
Try it again.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Spring Valley. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back to I-35. Moving to Irving, southbound of the bush, just before Walnut Hill, got an accident involving a motorcycle. Only the right shoulder is getting by right now. Traffic's completely stopped back from MacArthur. Also in Irving, westbound 183 at Carl Road, got an accident blocking the exit there. That's traffic jacked up back to the 35-183 split. Finally in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820 right at Blue Mount Road, got an accident there in the clearing status. Traffic is backed up back to Highway 377. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Clear skies tonight and chilly, a low of 47. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, a high of 80. Right now, 70 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
Name of this piece is called My Bitch Better Have My Money.
That's the wrong one.
Oh.
My Bitch Better Have My Money.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So, bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Bitch
money.
Just that's like for that. Mandy's birthday, in case I forget it.
This is now my new favorite bumper.
You don't like the one that Chuck and I put together?
No, that's good.
Well, I must play it forever then. Everett, do you remember? You remember the mid-70s?
Yes.
I've never heard someone so excited about it.
I do.
To announce their fall lineup, ABC took Orlean Still the One.
Okay.
Changed the lyrics.
All right.
They said, you know, we're still the one you could turn to in a friend, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Pull it off the internet. This is the cleanest copy I could get.
Still the one who can make you smile. Still the one that fits your style.
And then after Chuck and I dicked around with it.
Yes.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Damn. Kenzie, you gotta cut the cameras. Hello. Alfie.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show. Only on The Eagle.
Very nice. I like it. A lot more than Dan, apparently.
We have other bumpers.
Well, let's hear some.
Okay. I don't know. I really feel like I'm cheating on Merle when I play this one.
It's because you are a little bit, but it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Audience participation. I like it.
Dan and I will be doing that at the White Trash Party.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Doesn't have any piano in it.
Oh, please. If Chuck can wedge in anything, he can do a piano.
Also, Terry, our steel guitarist, is coming up today so we can jam. Celebrate Chloe and Everett's birthday.
Oh, I know, because the two of them just love steel guitar.
I do.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you.
I have some bumpers of Chuck and me playing.
That'd be great. Let's hear some.
Actually, Dan, I think, likes this one.
Love it.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Wow. What does Dan not like about this one?
No, he likes it. When he likes Give Me Some Lovin'.
Yeah. Okay. It's one of my favorite songs. I like all of them. Ooh. I guarantee Everett has not heard your the big one.
Big one. Oh, car?
Yes.
Okay. Chuck, am I right? Stevie Winwood was the lead singer for the Spencer Davis Group. Wasn't he like 16 at the time? Yeah. Where is it? Oh, there it is. That one's easy to spot.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get out of my dreams.
Get in the f***ing car.
I like that one too.
You know who that is?
No.
Gwar did a cover version of Billy Ocean's.
Oh, okay.
Get into my car.
I know who Gwar is.
They also did a cover, we don't have it, of Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually heard that. It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's a really kind way to put it, ever.
How big of a following does Gwar have?
I think they have a big cult following. I don't know how large that is, but the people that are into Gwar are really into Gwar.
They're obviously a novelty act, and it's one of those. Like, even Kinsey's gone to one show. It's sort of like if you like going to live concerts and you like heavy metal, then at some point you need to see Gwar.
And they've been around forever. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Bam Margera is the one who really pushed them up to get them famous.
Who did?
Bam Margera, the skateboarder.
He's one of the guys from Jackass. He's the one that would run in to the bathroom and punch his dad while his dad was taking a deuce. He'd hit him multiple times and run away.
Yeah. I'm assuming his dad wasn't Jay Walker.
No.
Our old engineer over at CBS.
Mm-hmm. He loved his toilet time.
The only thing he liked to do on the toilet is get blown. Hey, Mama Blumpkin time.
Oof.
Mama! Mama Blumpkin! Mama! Loud!
Okay, I think we've played enough bumpers.
There's one more. It's one of your other new favorites. With the booms.
Oh, really?
What do you mean, oh, really?
Well, you got to play it now.
I don't know why you're making that face at me. I'm sure Everett hasn't heard it yet. And you love that one.
I like doing legal IDs over it now.
That's what I was going to say. Last night he did the legal ID over this because he forgot to do it in his normal spot.
Right.
Made it even better. And we know how much he loves his legal IDs.
Do it again. Do a legal ID over it.
It's close to the top of the hour.
That's right.
And by the way, last night I did not forget the legal ID going into the stop over traffic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how we all missed it.
No.
All right, here we go.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Impressive.
They like that.
I like it, too. It's good stuff.
All these years, every time I heard Moni Moni, I never knew what was missing until Russ got a hold of it. It was sonic booms.
What about the James Brown Uptown Funk one?
Okay, let's just play them all. Do you know what Uptown Funk is?
I don't.
I like that one.
It's a new hit by Bruno Mars.
Okay.
You know who he is?
I know who he is, yeah.
Okay. See if I can find the Bruno Mars one. Okay, this is just Uptown Funk.
Okay.
I'll jump ahead.
Joe.
Who else sings like they should be singing on this song?
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Yeah!
Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Put some citrus in it.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood.
And here's the mashup.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Wait a minute.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like the stop.
Pigeon decision.
I shot my wife's car.
But he, the one that shot up his wife's car, or was that Jerry Lee Lewis?
Actually, I think it was James Brown. I think he chased her through this. It was like a car chase through Atlanta.
Thinking you get away. I know how I feel.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we've run through our bumpers.
I think so.
Okay. You got audio you want to get to?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
Good, we have 2 minutes.
This is quick. Okay, right now, I know you've heard March Madness is going on, Russ. That's the NCAA college basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we started getting pictures in for the Eagles NCAA.
Yeah. Yeah, Alfie was looking at some of those the other night.
And Alfie?
It's better than previous years.
Really?
Yeah.
But not dramatically?
Last year was really, really bad, man. So, it is a dramatic improvement, but.
Do all of these look corn-fed?
Some look human.
Mm-hmm. Are they standing up?
Some of them are not. Some of them certainly look like they out to pasture, I guess.
Then maybe they're just wallowing.
That's a good one.
Hurry up, take my picture while I'm standing on twos. All right, what cut?
Cut 11. This is a basketball player for the University of Wisconsin. His name is Nigel Hayes. He's part of a team press conference on Wednesday, and there's microphones in front of them. It was right at the beginning of the press conference. He didn't realize the microphone was already hot, and he's paying attention to the stenographer. Cut 11.
Why is there a stenographer at a press conference?
At large media events like this or a Super Bowl media day, things like that, you'll have a stenographer to make notes to give out to the media so they can get all their quotes directly.
So the media doesn't have to show up?
Technically, no. Especially if in some games they have to be in other locations and they can't, like someone might be in a locker room so they didn't make it to the press conference itself.
Okay.
Check out her fancy sheet. I need to
wear
red.
Okay. God, she's beautiful. Did you hear that?
All right, so we'll open it up to questions.
The poor kid. He turns to his teammate after looking at the stenographer, and he just looks and says, man, she's beautiful. Realizes everyone heard it. Then he just puts both hands to cover his face in just total embarrassment.
Do you want to... No?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't stenographer that.
And if you want, this, the reason why he's so paying attention to the stenographers is because his team has been messing with the stenographers since they've been a part of the tournament. Cut 12, this was this past weekend after one of their other press conferences, after they became friends with a stenographer, they decided to give him a hard time.
Well, before I answer that question, I'd like to say a few words. Cattywampus, onomatopoeia, and anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Just to be a dick.
He's not done.
Because I think with a stenographer, there are no quick keys for onomatopoeia.
No, and that's why he explains that's why he's doing it.
Oh. Did he drop the bigger one on her?
He's got a few more.
Does one of them make him sound precocious?
No, it does. He didn't go that far.
No.
At least not in these clips.
Because you dropped the supercalifragilistic. You know, she's going to go, hey, knock that off.
Mm-hmm. And then she has to put that in her notes as well.
The wonderful young lady over there, I think her job title is a stenographer. Yes, okay. And she does an amazing job of typing words. Sometimes if words are a little, you know, not in her dictionary, maybe if I say a soliloquy right now, she may have to work a little bit harder to type that word, or quandary. Zephyr, xylophone, things like that make her job a little interesting.
And then if you see a photo of it, someone took a photo of the notes from the stenographer. She nailed all of them.
Thought you had me at onomatopoeia.
That's right. Let me show you something. I'm also just really glad to see that there are some athletes in college that are learning words.
What would you have thrown out, Everett?
They got some good ones.
Because you deal with stenographers all the time.
Yeah, but I don't usually, you know, give them any iambic pentameters or anything like that. Although I may start.
It's giving you an idea for something to do in court.
Right.
Something to pass the time.
Has one of the lawyers or the judge ever asked him, all right, read that back, whatever it was he said. They ever do that with you?
No. I sometimes they'll ask you to slow down if you get wound up and are in a hurry, because obviously they have a certain pace which they can't exceed.
So she's going, okay, Mr. Newton, what key is that song in that you're playing?
It's the key of Shred, Mama.
Will the Falconeer be speaking?
Only ventriloquistically.
Need a break?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
405. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go southbound on the tollway right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic goes back to back with Keller Springs. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back to back with 635. Into Irving now. Let's go southbound of the bush just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident involving a motorcycle that has pretty much everything blocked. Traffic's backed up back to MacArthur. Still in Irving, westbound 183 at Carl Road. Got an accident blocking the exit there. A vehicle hit a pole on the service road there, so the service road shut down. That has traffic jacked up onto the highway back in the 35-183 split. Finally, in McKinney, southbound 75, right at 121. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the ramp to go southbound. Traffic there is jacked up in the area. Join me, Chloe, and Dan this tomorrow 4 to 6 p.m. at Lincoln Tech in Grand Prairie for the Celebrity Car Show benefiting the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Clear skies tonight, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, and the warm-up continues as we hit a high around 80. Right now, 70, and 97.1, the Eagle.
Hi, I'm Shifty Gears. Do you get lonely out on those long-haul drives? Do you yearn for the touch of another? Are your friends on the CB just not cutting it? Well, fear no more, my friend. In conjunction with the kind folks at Pretty Little Dan, Inc., it is with great honor that I announce the Mighty Merle Sextile. It's made by SFM, Inc., at Sexy F***ing Merle Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of PLD. A Mighty Merle Sextile can satisfy all your nastiest, filthy needs out on the open road. The Mighty Merle Sextile can be had for 72 easy payments of $13.77. That's only $2.71 a day. That's right. It's satisfying and cost-effective, too. With the Mighty Merle Sextile, you'll never worry about haggling with lot lizards ever again. Imagine the sweet glory of getting up into Mighty Merle's guts with one of the six pre-programmed Graham songs. You'll never have to worry about feeling lonely with your good buddy, the Mighty Merle Sex Doll, at your side. Order now and get the Slick Leg Roy for free. Just pay an additional $83.99 shipping and handling. It's a Mighty Merle Sex Doll and Slick Leg Roy, both fine products of SFM, Inc. That's what I carry in my truck. Tell them your pal Shifty sent you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You guys talk to Patrick today, and they will run White Trash Party promos on the other stations?
Absolutely, yes.
He didn't have a problem with it?
Not at all.
I said I was fine with the Edge promos running.
Oh, for Edge Fest?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had never heard anything for this station or shows on this station on other stations. Mm.
Is there a date?
Sometime in August.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
We don't have a location yet or anything. We're just playing with dates.
I got you.
Well, we know we're going to have it.
Sure.
We would have it again at Cowboys in Arlington, but GM pulled their lease.
Really?
GM owned the property. I don't know what they're doing with it.
They're expanding, I think.
So, I like the mid-cities only because it's a neat, nice draw from all the different cities. You get bigger crowds. It's the only time that we've sold out is when we played mid-cities.
Yeah.
Remember, it was one of the first white trash parties that you went to, Everett.
Jay Gilligan's.
Yeah, the block party.
Oh, yeah. I think that was number two. That's that was the second one.
That's a big bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the second one because the first one we had at some small club near, I want to say it was like, called the Airport Club?
747. Club 747.
And it wasn't that large, and we went and looked at it, and it was a white first white trash party. And I went, you know, if we get 200, maybe 300 people show up, that'll be a good turnout.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
1,800 people.
Yeah.
Whoops. And they ran out of beer.
Twice.
Standing in the parking lot. I'm out talking to listeners.
Right.
The owner and some of the employees are leaving. I went, where are you guys going? We got to go get beer. where are you going? We got to go 7-Eleven get beer. Which I don't even know if that's legal.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
think. Doesn't it somehow have to go through the TABC or the distributor?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. they're pretty. They're sticklers on that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not the same with beer.
I don't know.
I know with like wine and
liquor, you got the TABC sticker, and that's
they have to scrape that off when when the bottle's empty. So then the next year we had it Jay Gilligan's. And Budweiser decided to make a showing, and it was a block party, a true block party.
Oh, yeah.
City block, and Budweiser, I think it was Bud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had the streets lined with their big Bud trucks.
Yes.
And they just sat back and went, try it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was their version of challenge accepted. They had reinforcements throughout the city, lining the block. And it was also at the Jay Gilligan's when the second block party was my first white trash party. That was the one with the monsoon and Loverboy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where in the matter of hours, they erected a tent city around Jay Gilligan's to where it would accommodate still all the people that came out.
Yeah, I don't know how many people showed.
I had heard in the 3,000. I'm not sure.
I don't know how they got them in. Chuck, that was before you were. Were you with the band then? No. Yeah, they put a huge circus tent over Jay Gilligan's and then tents inside of tents just to make sure all the electronics were protected.
Oh, I remember.
And the pathway tents, I like those. Like from Jay Gilligan's door out to the like the stage area where you could be in the crowd and everything. So basically, if you got wet that night, it was just from wind or you just wanted to stand in the rain.
And Loverboy played.
Yes.
And that's all we need to say about that.
Seems to me something else happened.
I don't think there was an opening band. I think it was just Loverboy.
Yep.
No, something with you, Russ, on stage.
For like 45 minutes.
What was that?
That's the allegation.
That's really not an allegation. There's multiple witnesses.
Well, an audio.
Yes.
There's audio.
Yeah.
But we don't have that.
I bet it's somewhere.
So I blacked out and played with Loverboy with no instrument. Dressed like a pimp.
Yeah. And you had a, was it a drumstick thrown at you by the drummer?
Yeah, the drummer had enough of me.
Yeah.
Started throwing sticks at me and then his water.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that, Russ? I don't remember exactly.
Why what?
Why was he yelling at you and throwing his sticks?
Because I wouldn't leave the stage.
Something else, too, wasn't there?
I don't know. I don't know if he threw the stuff at Russ, if that was before or after he kissed Mike Reno.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. I was thinking about how he kept yelling, Loverboy!
I'm a Loverboy!
Over and over.
Yeah, certainly nobody's ever gotten drunk on this show and made mistakes. see.
Hey, you're getting no judgment out of Kenzie. She thinks you're awesome for it.
For blacking out at a Loverboy concert.
Absolutely. That is bucket list. Check.
I'm looking. Damn. How many Pretty Little Dan promos do we have?
A lot.
Oh, come on. All right. There we go.
Hey, any comic made me stand. Look,
have you ever heard this?
I don't know yet.
It's Dan drunk at some event calling me.
Oh, I don't think I have heard this.
Hey, any comic made me stand. Look, all right, I know, seriously. But this stuff's got to stop. The gay stuff has to stop. I'm sick of it.
He was talking about the gay references.
Oh, okay.
It's not gay references. It was straight up you talking about doing things to me.
Mm. Did it stop, Dan?
Hey, Russ, it's Dan.
No.
All right, seriously, hey, look. The gay shit's got to stop. Yep. Tara asked me today.
See, I'd almost put this up against my drunken lover boy announcements.
No, not even close.
It's a nice try, but...
Tara asked. Huh? She wanted to know if you and I really had something going on. No, she thought it'd be good to know before the wedding. Of course, that's hysterical. Ha ha. Really funny. But just to be clear, I don't want to look at your d-. I don't want to touch your d-. I don't want to have sex with your d-. I don't even like having to think about your d-. But here's the thing. If you want to come out as gay, I'm cool with that. I'm not a homo. But listen, you're my friend. I think you're the most talented people ever in radio. Yep, but I don't want to. Yep.
Apparently, I like to agree with myself.
Yep.
Don't worry. Dude, if you want to come out as gay, I'm cool with that. I'm not a homo. But listen, you're my friend. I think you're the most talented people ever in radio. Yep, but I don't want to f*** you. I really don't want to f*** you. Tara's coming.
That's the sound I make when I'm annoyed with my phone.
Ah, I see.
Like, and then, trying to hit end and close it out to make it look like I wasn't doing anything.
Here's the call edited.
Okay.
Jerk.
Just to be clear, I want to look at your d-. Yep. I want to touch your d-. I want to have sex with your d-. I'd like having to think about your d-. I'm not a homo, but I want to f*** you. I really want to f*** you. Yep.
That rivals the lover boy thing, especially if it were real.
Yeah, but that lover boy thing, that was real.
Let me see if it's my flash.
Check mine.
Of course it'd be on yours.
Anything's possible. I'm just saying it's plugged in. Worth a shot.
Anything that makes rock stars throw stuff at you.
Right.
Now, this is lover boy. I was playing Highway to Hell with him. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
New daily audio.
I'd go to the whole deal, not the new daily.
Okay. And damn you.
Jackpot.
Damn you.
Now it's only fair. People can judge.
All right.
Rob, get him back up here.
You realize this was 12 years ago?
Damn.
Reno's off the stage at the time, I think, changing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost 13 years.
Ah!
Do we really need to?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
My freedom, you piece of s***! Paul, is he coming back? Don't! What'd you throw up out on me? Don't throw shit on me! Excuse me! Was out there? Was that? Oh, all right, fine. Then I'm gonna move. Shut up.
You win.
Love you. Oh, man.
And nobody believes me that I still think somebody slipped me something because I've never had a moment like that before or after.
I actually am with you. I think I was one of the few. I know. I was one of the few back then who actually said he may have been drugged because I was taking all the calls from people that night. Including, I want to say one guy that said he did do it, but you can't trust anyone when they just call and say, yeah, I drugged Russ. But everyone was saying that who had been drugged before said you had the classic symptoms.
Yeah. I would never see you do something like that, like, you know.
Well, first of all, he's out in public in this.
And I don't remember being on stage that long.
Really?
And he really was out there for like 45 minutes.
Playing air guitar.
Yeah, you slipped something.
I took one drink from somebody when I walked in, but Chloe had handed it to me.
Yeah, I handed you a Corona and a Jack and Diet.
And who gave you the Jack and Diet?
I got it straight from the bartender, watched him pour it and everything. So it had to be...
You.
It was not me. No, you'd have set it down and somebody put it when you're on stage. Because, yeah, all the way from the bar to there, never left my hands.
Okay.
Still epic.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you kept it.
It's not so much that I kept it. It was one of those things that had just been handed down through the generations.
It's even better than I remembered.
Yeah, I know. It's at this point, it's more of a show heirloom.
Yes. An antiquity.
And Alfie has yet to outdo that and his intros at concerts. He just comes out and said he's drunk.
Yeah.
Well, if I was drunk, problem is we had somebody test me that next week for something in my system.
Right.
And they ran a complete barrage.
Right.
Took hair samples of, I forget what else.
If it was possible to take it, they took it. It was saliva, maybe even got a little bit of blood and hair. They even said hair was going to be the most telling of all of them. But the problem is, if you get, you know, if you get hit with GHB, that's in and out of your system like that.
Yeah, plus, if we did it the next week, it wouldn't, they didn't take that much hair. Wouldn't it have been closer to the root?
Even with GHB, I don't think GHB shows up in your hair because it doesn't have a chance to get to that point. It's in and out of you so fast. It's like 24 hours.
Oh. Well, that's what happened. I got roofied.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel differently the next day? I mean, not just a random normal hangover, but...
I don't know. That was 2003.
Okay. I just thought maybe you might recall...
My, that was 2003.
Okay. Dude. Just trying to...
I know I didn't get sick. I never yacked.
Okay.
And for me to get that out of control, I would have to be, I know when to stop drinking.
Sure.
Luckily, my brain starts going.
I'm getting texts from your stomach that doesn't feel well.
I think I'm okay.
Well, I'm in charge of this. I'm your brain.
I'm going to have some more to drink.
I'm going to make you puke it.
You're not my boss.
Really? Watch this. I'm going to make you dance like a teacup.
No.
There we go. Sing it.
I'm a little teacup.
That's just embarrassing.
Okay. You got more audio? You want to start news?
I got some more audio. Okay. Cut number 10. A weatherman in Boston. His name is Pete. He was talking about how Mars and Venus were visible the other night, but the video was going viral because he also commented on another famous planet.
Really? That yeah. cheaper route?
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I don't think he realizes that he said it when he said it. Later he does.
It's two prominent stars, planets. They look like stars. Also, if you have a telescope, Uranus is visible, too. Just near the... Did I say that? Near the horizon... I'm going to stick with weather.
Now let's go to the weather center.
You can see up my hole.
Thanks, Ollie.
That's all it takes to go viral now? Is somebody just saying you can see Uranus with a telescope?
Especially if it's someone that seems genuine and that it was just a total accident and you just had a moment of stupidity, that is the kind of thing that will just spread like wildfire.
Doesn't it normally go that whoever discovered a planet, star, whatever, they got the name of it?
They get the name, yeah. That's true of stars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how they decide with the planets?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure, there wasn't, Mr. Neptune that discovered a planet. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they did it originally.
What do we call this one? You try Asperger's. No, that sounds nasty.
Yeah.
Urethra.
That's still two in your face.
Taint.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about planet hole?
And they could have a moon called Taint One.
Fallopia Rising.
Man, it's 3 in the morning. I'm tired of arguing. They just call it Uranus. And then later, we'll name one down the road for Valerie. What? Alfie, what's line one?
That is a cop calling about you getting drugged.
Yes, Timmy.
Hey, man, I'll just tell you, I don't know if y'all moved on or not, but you're talking about the Rohypnol, GHB type stuff. I'm a detective for DPD, and you have to get a sample of that person's blood, whatever. Then about 7 to 9 hours from the time they actually ingest it, beyond about 9, 10 hours, it's gone. So like a week later when you got tested, there was no way it was going to show up. So it had to have been done like that night, basically.
And the only reason, first of all, if it had happened to me before, I mean, first of all, I know I was drinking. I was drinking that afternoon when Loverboy was in the studio with us all the way into that night. But I also know when I'm about to get sick and I stop, and I had no recollection of playing air guitar for 45 minutes.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, if you drank that much, but as far as like a drug thing, I mean, everybody I've ever interviewed, we think, yeah, they're probably drugged, that they'll remember like hours before the incident is where they stop, and they won't remember anything until well into the next day once they've kind of regained some measure of consciousness.
Yeah, they even told me the next day or that Monday that I performed oral on somebody in the limo.
They should have kept that one to themselves, probably.
I just hope it wasn't Eddie Boyd.
The good news is, had it been Eddie, he would have told you.
I think he was the one that did.
Mm. Well, I mean, he would have told you, hey, you.
You're hey, that's my.
Mm-hmm. He also would have probably laughed his ass off while recording it on his phone.
Look at it. I can't wait to show everybody.
I can't wait for the memes to start. All right, I'm going with GHB. How it got in my drink, I don't know. Because I'm not big on taking, unless it's somebody I know on the show, I'm not big on taking anything from anybody.
No, but it's, I know you had Rob there and everything trying to watch stuff. So we don't know. There's no way we'll ever know.
Did you guys do anything to me while I was out?
I didn't know you well enough. I had just started on the show like maybe 2 months before that.
It was 2003. I just don't remember that far back.
It was actually 02.
See? Yeah, it's 2002 or 03. I have no idea.
Clovis?
I was drunk myself.
Never mind.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, this is KEGL's Black Thunder. Sorry, Alfie, go.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Josie got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Also in Dallas, westbound of the Bush, right at the tollway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Their traffic is backed up back from Independence. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, just before 635, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Campbell Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Arapahoe, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Woodall Rogers. Half-hour delay through that. And finally, in Irving, westbound 183, between Carl Road and Britton Road, that part of the highway is completely jacked up. Right now, there was a vehicle that hit a pole on the service road. That has the service road backed up onto the highway, back from the 35-183 split. And there's a whole bunch of other crap going on in the Metroplex. We ain't going to talk about that. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Tonight's going to be chilly with clear skies, a low of 47. Tomorrow, the skies remain clear with lots of sunshine, and the warming trend continues as we have a high around 80. Right now, 71 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chuck and me.
Yeah.
Chuck playing live on the piano right there.
And you conducting.
And that was a long night because I couldn't get that opening riff.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chuck just kept looking at me going, maybe this time?
Wow. was that before he got into guns?
I think he's always been into guns.
Okay.
Don't think sticking a Glock in my mouth is going to make me remember the opening riff.
I just didn't know if maybe he was just going to put an end to it. If you don't get it this time.
One of us is not leaving the room. And at this point, I don't care. But I get halfway through the opening because that's probably the hardest guitar riff I know.
Okay.
That is tricky. That is definitely tricky because you'll nail it once and then try it 50 more times and never get it right.
Yeah. Hear Chuck in the back going,
I know it.
Know it all too well. So when is Aaron?
Terry?
Terry.
Terry White.
Don't know why I got it. Don't know where I got Aaron.
I don't know. I think he was supposed to be here at 4:30. Have you heard from him, Alfie?
No, I have not.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a big number at the end of the show for Chloe and Everett's birthday.
Nice.
Awesome.
Were you guys looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think we need to re-poll a jury.
You didn't realize you were looking forward to it till just now, but
I am.
I don't know what we would play. I don't think Chuck, you, and Terry and I have played anything together. Do what?
I should have brought the drums. We could play it's for not 20 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not worth a half minute of you playing.
Uh-uh. The half minute of her playing and the 6 months of them staying in the office.
Hey, he never wanted to play.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to back away from this one, because if I say anything, she's going to think, will you just say that? Every night after the show, the day that she's here, what happens?
I go home.
Yes, you do. You don't just go home. There is like some sort of mission you're embarking upon. There is like a puff of smoke and poof, you're gone.
Yeah, homework and exhaustion.
Well, you said I never wanted to play. You're never here to practice with.
Well, I didn't know y'all played after the show. I meant like during the day.
During the day, we're prepping for the show so we can have fabulous segments where I play bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. You never said, hey, do you want to stay after and play one night? Okay, sure.
I said leading up to the last white trash party, I said we'll need to stay and practice several times.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have Saturday practices, which you never made.
Well, that's because I bailed because I didn't think I was good enough.
Anybody?
We got to work on your self-esteem, girl.
I know.
You played Highway to Hell fine.
I know.
The first time, all the clips I've got of you and me playing together, that was the first, we didn't practice, we didn't do anything, especially the Batman she got. Let's see if I have it. Talk Dirty to Me, she got right off the bat. Even Batman, she came in exactly at the right spot.
Yep.
Because it doesn't necessarily start with the drums.
It's just finishing it. I don't understand.
Chuck has his degree and was a musical theory. Is it close?
Sure.
Was it musical theology?
Yeah. Was it just music?
Yeah.
Just music.
But you had to study a lot of music stuff to get that degree.
Yes.
Okay. That was fine on the drums, right? First time she and I ever played, she even figured out where to throw in the fills. She stopped because she got tired.
It's not that I get tired. I'm so tense and so focused that I'm squeezing my muscles to an unknown amount. And then I just get to this point where I just am about to explode and I have to release and breathe and go, oh my gosh, I got through it. When really it was only 10 seconds.
We're still talking about drums, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Not your Kegels.
Ew. That's gross.
First time that I think I just said, I'll throw a song out and we'll see where you come in. Talk Dirty came in exactly at the right spot. Give me a second.
I love that song.
And, Dan's the one that ruined that one.
Yeah, blame me. She would have gone the whole song.
Hey, I was feeling good on that one.
No, then, okay.
I felt good about it, too. That's the first real pick scrape I got.
It was awesome.
I don't know why you're looking at me like it's my fault.
Well, you went, who the hell are you?
It's a legitimate question in the moment. I'd never seen that wild man on a guitar before.
Yeah, that was a pretty good rock star scrape.
The scrape amped me up. I was like, all right, let's do this. And then Dan has to go, ah.
You're making everybody lose their mind with
That's
your
right.
scream.
My lazy Susan puss is wet.
What? Who the hell are you?
And no one told you guys to stop. Because when you play in a concert, people are going to be amazed. They're going to blow some minds. You can't just stop anytime someone's amazed.
Normally, I have to.
I only stopped because he stopped.
Had a lady stop me on the guitar, on the elevator yesterday when I was bringing up my Buck Owens guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She goes, "Do you play?" I went, "Do you people set me up for this?" I went, "I buy them."
Yes.
"Well, how many do you have?" "I don't know, 12, 14. "And you can't play?"
Damn.
"Why don't you just call me a Dago?" She's just looking to slam me. Mm. There's another one here that says, "Talk dirty to me." I don't know if this is Ken's and me or not. I got it. No, this is, I think we were playing Nokia, I think. This is Chris from Vert Biz.
Okay.
I don't care how many people hate us. At times, that sounds like a real damn band.
Because at times it is. That came out a little bad. I mean, all the time it is.
It just only sounds like it to you sometimes.
Right. No. No, Everett, come on.
You're lucky I don't have a recording of you singing 500 Miles.
No, everyone's lucky.
Oh, that was awesome.
You had the first part of that word right.
I remember the first time Dan did it. I used it as a filler to go in the back and change into my Elvis outfit, and I could hear. It just starts out, boom, 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 boom. And I hear Dan start singing, and Dan's going, boom, boom, boom.
It's just a flat song.
I know. No, I mean, you were just saying, boom.
Well,
boom,
I know.
Boom. I know there are words.
Bah. Well, that's the type of song, it doesn't really matter what the verse is. Everyone's just waiting to get to the chorus anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like if we do 6 days on the road, it doesn't matter what we sing in between.
No.
Because they're just looking for 6 days on the road. Kenzie got this one down. You guys bored with it?
Yeah.
Nope.
Is that a good level?
I think you're good. You look really excited.
Everett knew I was away from the console, and he could ticket me on that one.
You didn't even give me a chance.
I knew where you were going with it.
I think he saw the twinkle in your eye. Plus, Kenzie, this is good. It's a good reminder that you can, for you, that you can do this.
I know. I just
and Chuck, didn't she come in on exactly the right part on Highway to Hell?
She did.
I just feel like I sound a little sloppy.
That's what happens when you don't show up for practice. But it sounded good to us. And in some place like Cowboys or House of Blues or Nokia or wherever else we played, it sounds like a real band.
Mm-hmm.
The acoustics take care of part of it.
And
the reverb and the bounce back and the liking.
And the slap your mamas and yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't played.
Hey, I don't know this song real good, so can you slap your mama when I get to the solo?
That'd be a big help. What I was going to say, Kenzie, is that you will not find a more forgiving audience because Not only are we drunk, they're drunk too. Everyone's there to have a good time no matter what.
That's why Elvis closes.
Mm. I don't know why I'm scared, but I told you that I really wanted to try to do...
The tambourine.
One. No. I wanted to try to do the drums for this coming White Trash Party. On at least just one song.
Well, which one?
I think Talk Dirty to Me. If...
You seem to know that one because at the beginning, it's... I know where it comes in.
I know that song.
The only reason I don't like it is I kind of have to start the tempo. Oh, okay. And because I can't play and I have no rhythm, it's not a good idea to let me start anything.
But you're the rhythm guitar.
But I got that gig. Had I auditioned for it, I wouldn't be in my own band.
Well, that might be a little awkward, but...
But Kenzie came in exactly the right point. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. And that's without practicing. I mean, if you practiced, no telling what you could do.
Who the hell are you?
I thought I played one with you and Chuck once. What did we play?
We tried Great Balls of Fire, and then I think you're... Arms fell off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it was?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you even mentioned that your arms were on fire or burning or something.
Okay.
I forgot the damn song now. Okay, on me. I think if you worked with a drum coach or even Chuck, I mean, I couldn't play dick when this band started. Everett had to teach me Highway to Hell. That's where we found the end lyrics. Because we slowed it down. We were listening to it. I remember we were over at CBS in the studio and we slowed it down. He goes, all right, let's take it slow. And then once you get it down, then you can speed up to the normal rhythm. So we slowed the song down. And it got to the season ticket line, which is not season ticket. And we stopped it, and we looked up and went,
yeah.
My brother. Who knew? Who knew AC/DC was from East Texas?
I had a spring in my step the rest of the week.
Wow.
And we listened to it nonstop. We're hearing the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you stop and think, and that was like 2001, too.
Yeah.
How we missed it since 1979, 80. Mm-hmm.
All those years, we could have been enjoying it.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
502. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound on the bush, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up back from Independence. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Josie, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Coit. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, just before the High 5, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back from Campbell Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Arapahoe, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Finally, in Grand Prairie, eastbound 20, right at the bush, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from Bowen Road. Join me, Chloe, and Dan tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lincoln Tech in Grand Prairie for the Celebrity Car Show, benefiting the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Details are at KGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Subway. The skies tonight will be clear. The temperature on the chilly side, a low of 47. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a high of 80. Right now, 71. And 97 won the Eagles.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we thought it was time to add some patriotism to our product line. Still forged from Dan's neato genitalia, this new dando is all red, white, and blue. And a few extra colors. PLD Inc. is proud to introduce the Yankee Doodle Dando. Yankee Dando went to town, hung like a pony, shoved a farmer in his ass and named him Pepperoni. Yankee Dando will keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dando. Find the bruising, keep it wet, and rip the girl's holes. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. Did we... hang on a second. I didn't realize we got so many hate emails from Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
There's that story about not Air Force One, but Air One with Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas police.
Yeah.
The pilot.
I didn't mean to read it right now.
Sorry.
Hang on a second.
Right. I'll hang on to it over here.
Flo and Alfie compiled a complete list.
Yeah, damn.
I don't know what I did with it. So go ahead and read that. But most of them just said. Burn that bitch's
Okay, that makes more sense.
I feel like Mel Tillis.
What's this in reference to?
Chilling, Dan.
Back when Mandy left, she left a bunch of her stuff.
Okay.
At Russ's house. That was what?
Actually, Everett would be a good person to ask on the legality.
Exactly. That was 2009. He has since given her multiple opportunities, told her, hey, do you want your stuff? Gone so far as to tell her, if you want to come get your stuff, I don't have to be here for you to get it.
Right.
And she never came to get it.
Okay.
Per the law, what can Russ do legally with her stuff?
I think at this point it's been abandoned.
Okay.
How long does it legally take?
Well, I mean, if you're talking criminal law, misdemeanor, if you're talking a misdemeanor amount, 2 years, felony 3. So,
how long do you have to wait?
You've waited plenty long enough. 2009, we're talking 6 years.
Okay.
You've given her opportunity to get it. There's only so much you can do.
So, anyway, Russ was thinking about it this week, and he's like, really want to get rid of this. Do I give it away? Do I sell it? Or do I just finally, as far as their relationship goes, he drops down to the low road and burns it all?
I think it's your call.
See, I've never played the low road.
Not with her, no.
I know that's hard to believe.
It is. Because I believe you told me once years ago, come on down to the low road, Dan. It's more fun here.
Alfie, did I leave a stack? Because it's a stack of like 8, 10 emails in there. Should be paperclip together.
I don't see it.
Check his trash can.
No.
Oh.
Look at my bag.
I see a paperclip.
Found them.
Okay.
I had to put Rocco to sleep this week.
Oh.
And
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And I think the only reason I brought it up on the air, I wasn't looking for sympathy. It just pissed me off that she didn't care when Kahlua died, her first dog.
Right.
When we got together, she had 2 dogs. And when I told her Kahlua was a few weeks away from dying, she didn't want to come see her. She didn't just, well, we knew it was going to happen. Well, all right. Do you want to know when she's dead?
Right.
Well, you're being ugly now. I'm just asking you a question. Obviously, I have inconvenienced you. Your dogs, but possibly you'd like to know the status of their health. So, nothing when Kahlua died. So I got this stuff around the house. We even talked about this off the air, shtick aside. I went, is it low rent just to burn her crap?
What kind of stuff are we talking?
I don't know. Some of it's supposed to be family heirlooms, other stuff. It just... I don't know. It sort of feels right, sort of feels sort of right. Your thoughts?
If it were me, having given her ample opportunity to come get it, it's clear she's not going to do that. You're not required to warehouse it until the end of time. I just throw it away. There's no need to make a big ceremony out of it. Just if you're done with it, bag it up, put it in the trash.
Well, I could probably sell some of it for the foundation.
Which would be a nice way of her to pay back the foundation from the $500 she tried stealing.
Well, she ended up paying that back.
Oh, she did? Okay.
You knew about that, didn't you, Chuck? Mandy took $500 from the foundation.
What?
Yes.
That was the strip-off money?
Yeah, that we hadn't deposited yet. Feedback from listeners. Dear Russ, torch her sh**. Kevin. Dear Russ, incinerate the out of her sh**, Alan.
All right.
Russ, set her sh** ablaze. Peter. Russ, turn everything she left into ashes. Jeffrey. It's funny we had chicks call yesterday, though, that said, do whatever you want to with it.
Mm-hmm. A chick can't call up here and say for you to calm down or be rational.
I don't think I was being irrational.
No, I'm saying for a chick to say those things would be completely hypocritical.
Russ, light Mandy's sh** on fire and then sh** on the ashes. That one was from Tammy.
Of course, see? Thank you. Made my point.
Cook that stupid bitch's sh** until it ain't sh** no more. The chimnea, get a damn flamethrower and torch it. Burn up all her shit and melt her what's left.
I got that one too.
Melt all her shit down into a bag. Lonnie sized and deliver it to her doorstep and then set that on fire.
Wow. What steps?
That's a lot of stuff. Plus, that's illegal. Throw all her in a wood chipper and then set it on fire. That was Emily. Put all Mandy's stuff in a hefty bag. Get Big Stacy to all over it.
Wow.
They put it in her front yard. Douse it in lighter fluid and see how long it takes them to stomp that out. From Karen.
Damn.
Chicks are crazy.
Russ, tell that bald-headed runt husband to come pick her up and then set her on fire as he arrives. Then tie him down and give him piss and a toupee. Then take a picture of it and Instagram that. Tag right. Mandy and her ugly ass baby in it.
Oh my God.
Sincerely, Julia.
The girls are worse than the boys.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't solicit anything. I didn't say. Mm-hmm. What should I do? I think I posed it to you guys, but yeah. I wasn't looking to turn this into a... Because really, honestly, anybody listening has only heard my side of the story and then whatever they saw on TV when I was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, they didn't hear my side of the story. In fact, the day that it hit the news, Mandy called Chuck's wife, Linda, or emailed her and said, oh my God, that's not what happened. And then I forget what else it said.
It's amazing all the things that happened that were never reported on.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew about the two independent polygraphs I took.
Nope.
I told Janet St. James, but she said, I'll sit on anything I need to until it's time. And she did. And then Mandy filed a complaint against the South Lake, they call it the DPS there in South Lake, saying they concocted a big portion of that, and they took pictures of birthmarks trying to pass them off as bruises. Filed a complaint, signed it, had it notarized, which makes it a legal document.
Sure.
And they dismissed that complaint, claiming she was an unreliable witness.
An unreliable witness.
Am I making that up?
No.
An unreliable witness against the South Lake DPS?
Yes.
Well.
But not against you.
Right.
And even South Lake admitted they did no investigation. And there was never a 911 call because I never hit her. I kicked her out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in two words, the evening of the altercation can be summed up as bitch leave.
Mm-hmm. And I did bust up the laptop, but I believe Texas law somewhere says you can bust up your own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Especially while making a point. Because it's not like Russ is going to bust up his own laptop just because he just felt like it.
Everett, do you know if there's a way to get the recording? Because she recorded the argument. She started the recorder long before I got to the house.
Oh, at this point, I think, as a practical matter, it would be almost impossible. For one thing, she's probably destroyed it, and even if she hasn't, she would likely say that she doesn't have it. And at that point...
Well, they were supposed to give me a copy of it.
Oh, so it was confiscated?
There was a copy that we got from her attorney.
Oh, okay.
But it was a blank disc.
Well, there you go. I think that's what you can expect in the future.
Anyway, it wasn't a pleasant conversation.
Oh, I'm sure. No one's argument with their significant other is.
And I said, really? I heard it, and they played it in court. And I went, I'm missing it. Because in the recording, you hear me, I'm holding her laptop. And you hear me continue to say, get off of me, get off of me. How many abusers have that said to them?
Very rarely, especially because...
Or say that.
As far as I know, none.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Because typically it's the victim that is saying, get off of me.
You might be able to get a transcript from that proceeding, since that's part of the court record, if it was played in open court.
I think they sealed it.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know whose choice that was.
Okay.
I know the chick judge, she was really fair about the whole thing.
All right.
Yeah, I shouldn't say the rest of that. Get Judge Coors in trouble. But that's the only reason I brought up the dog thing. I was just pissed off that you leave me with the dogs, and it's like there are no laws saying that you're obligated to continue to pay me for those animals.
Right.
Even though if I stop feeding them, that's a state jail felony.
Sure.
Or if I didn't give them medical attention, I just let them die. Still a felony.
Absolutely.
But to leave them and not pay for anything or offer or any and try and keep my Corvette and take the engagement ring, well, I think I deserve it. Oh, you deserve something. You deserve to marry a big, fat, bald-headed guy. And I hope it's a boy. Then you have. Because then he'll be big, fat, and bald-headed. Then you can look back on the salad days and go, what did I do wrong? I mean, I even had to have Jordans go out and pick up the Corvette because she wouldn't bring it back to me.
I remember.
I'll talk to you that day.
I think so, yeah.
That'd be a good time to call your attorney. Hey, how legal is it of me to steal my own car?
No, actually, Tim Powers called me because we couldn't find the Corvette. Anybody care?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway? Couldn't find the Corvette. I had a friend of mine that would drive past her business because I didn't want to be anywhere. This was after we broke up. Anywhere in the area. Never saw it. Up front, up back, or out back. And then finally, David passes the business, and he calls me. He goes, Corvette's up front. I called Jordan's. They stop by. They pick up the title from me. They go with one of their snatch and grabs,
mm-hmm.
and they go and grab the Corvette. Mandy's brother, who she works with, ran outside and stood in front of the tow truck. You're not taking this car. This is her car. We got the title. Tow truck driver held it up. He went, does it look like this one?
In your face.
And I think it was Farmers Branch. PD called me and they said, because she's got control of the car. Everett, you'll know more about this. We can't really take it, even though you have the title.
Right. Becomes a civil matter at that point.
Okay. He said, because you're not here, you can't really take it. I said, if I showed up, he goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, they tow it off. I said, okay. I'll get there as quick as I can. I apologize. He said, take your time. It's our job. This is what we do.
Nice.
And then he called me back about 10 minutes later as I'm on the way there. And he asked how far away I was. And I told him, I said, can I pull around the corner or something like that so I don't cause a distraction? He goes, we've already talked to Mrs. Mandy and her brother and told them if they come out of the building, they're going to jail.
Excellent.
Man, that would have been a great turn of events. You should have called me that day. Or Alfie. Alfie, you know, Alfie would have done. He would have started a fire in the back of that place.
You damn right.
Then they would.
Why?
So then they'd come outside and get arrested.
Hey, didn't I tell you to stay in?
But the building's on fire.
I gave you a lawful order as a police officer. Now, when the fire department gets here, it's a different story. Meantime, you get back into that burning structure.
Or you're going to get tased.
Choices.
You decide.
And all the phone calls that day, I'm driving there to meet the police officers. And phone rings, and it's Tim Powers. And he said, hey, Mandy's attorney just called and said, what are you doing? It's her car. Let her have it. Let this go. Tim said, it's not her car. You shut the F up. And then Mandy calls me while I'm on the way. What are you doing? When I'm taking the car. My Corvette? My Corvette.
That makes me nauseous to even hear you say those words that came from her face.
You mean the one with the title? You made me sign it back over to you? I went, I never sold you that car.
Mm-mm.
I titled it in your name so you could drive it and your mother could drive your Toyota that you couldn't afford. And I signed it over to you in case you rammed into somebody because you drive like Chloe. Sorry, Chloe, wrong. Because you drive like Kenzie.
Hey! Do not compare me to anything that has to do with that thing.
Color it.
Huh?
Say it. That's my little girl. I raised her from 22.
That's right.
It's like it got stuck in her throat for a minute.
That.
Man, if there was ever a day to be watching the stream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the stream is pre-delay. There's nothing we can do about it.
Nope. That was a treat.
I must buy you something nice for that.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Special K.
Thank you. Hey. That's fun.
And the biggest thing that was the pisser was Tim Powers and CBS, because I was only off the air for a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, in 08.
Wouldn't let me talk about it. Tim said, it's never a good idea, and I'm sure Everett's going to concur.
Excellent advice.
Even though I didn't do anything.
Doesn't matter.
Well, let me ask you this. What could I have said? Let's get this out of my system so I'll be done with it. No, I won't. What could I have said that could have damned my case?
Here's the thing. You can never get in trouble for what you don't say.
But nothing happened.
That's not the point.
Well, I think it is if you're accused of something and you've only got one person running their mouth. Let me ask you something else. Why is it Southlake could talk about my pending case, but when Mandy filed a complaint against them saying they concocted a lot of it, they said, we can't talk about it because it's a pending case. Why can't they talk about mine but not theirs?
I'm guessing because it was an internal investigation having to do with the department as opposed to an allegation that had been publicly lodged against you.
And also because it would make them look bad.
That too.
PR.
But I'm saying that's the stated reason.
Oh, sure. That's what they would say.
So that's more of a policy thing as opposed to a legality.
I think it's more of a policy thing.
Okay. And it was Mandy's idea to file the complaint against Southlake. I didn't know you could do that.
Right.
And she put herself in a situation of, I guess, either filing a false complaint against Southlake because it was notarized, or filing a false police report against me.
Yeah.
And she put herself in that situation, so I give her credit for that.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. And a lot of people that make false allegations in cases like this end up in that position. You know, cooler heads prevail at a later time, and they think, oh, you know, it didn't really happen the way I alleged, but what do I do now? Because, you know, I'm in a spot.
Why do you think Tarrant County pursued it, even though she said, I don't want to cooperate?
Well, I can tell you, I handle a lot of domestic violence cases. I defend a lot of people charged with that offense. And assault, family violence, and DWIs are two hotbed issues in the justice system. I mean, I could go on for a long time, and I know you know I can, but won't. But so, let me just say this. The DA's office typically will bend over backwards to pursue family violence cases and DWI cases because there is a lot of political pressure on those types of cases. And, you know, in fairness, there are a lot of those cases that do have merit, and there is great harm that can come from that sort of behavior.
And there's a good portion of women that are abused that go back and later recant, even though they were really abused.
Right. But unfortunately, that is the model that is used across the board in these types of situations. You know, the idea that, well, it's very common for a person who accuses someone of abusing them to recant. That's the cycle of family violence. And so the problem with that analysis is that there's no room in it for an innocent person because, they just say, well, that's what happens. She's recanting not because the person's innocent, but because that's part of the cycle of family violence.
And then they use that to further, in the public opinion, convict the person well before any sort of trial.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because it casts a wide net.
Even if there's no previous history of anything,
right?
The court can't look at it, and I know it's not admissible in court, but I know the DA's prosecutors can look at polygraphs and advise a grand jury based on the results of the polygraphs.
They can, but you know, in fairness to the DA's office, they have to cover their backs and make sure that they're doing the right thing. I mean, I think most of the time they're trying to do the right thing, but they weren't there. You know, they weren't there when whatever happened.
Then why didn't they do an investigation?
Because in cases of that nature, typically what you have is a he said, she said scenario. And it's an in-the-moment decision very frequently that a police officer makes, especially, you know, if there are no injuries. And frequently what I see is a situation in which the police are called. The guy has left.
Police weren't even called. She said her statement to me was, well, what I did was I went in to see what my rights were to get my stuff back.
Right. Well, and that too. You know, but I guess the point I was getting at is this. Oftentimes the alleged.
Is this boring?
Nope.
The alleged attacker isn't even present. You know, it's a situation in which the police are called. Whoever allegedly did whatever is gone. Or maybe even a couple of days later, the alleged victim goes to the police and says, this happened to me. And based on that, a warrant can be sworn out, charges filed, and you as the defendant may never know it until the police come and arrest you. I mean,
that's what happened.
And that's,
we had that argument on a Monday night, and they picked me up Friday morning at Larry North. They didn't even bother to call to see if I was home Monday night.
I wish I could say that that's not commonplace, but it happens. I see it over and over and over again. And
I mean, I could have been out of town. I could have said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I just flew in from Denver this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that make any difference?
Probably not, because if a compelling story is told and the police believe it and they seek to have a warrant issued, all they have to show is probable cause. The standard is very low. It's the lowest standard in the law. Is it more probable than not that
he could have slapped her around while he was in Denver, Colorado?
Yes. Right. And all that's required to meet that burden is a statement. That's told in a compelling, believable way to a police officer who believes it.
According to Mandy, that wasn't what happened.
Yeah, and I mean, who knows what happened? You're relying on her word as to what occurred. We don't know at this point.
I've still got a copy of her complaint against Southlake. I'm not complaining. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not past it because it's going to piss me off every day for the rest of my life that, you know, I got, because I watched the news stories and I went, yeah, he did it. And she got through it through an anonymous fashion.
Yeah. You're not alone. I mean, it doesn't make you feel any better, but I'm just telling you, I see lots, numerous permutations of your fact pattern.
And that could be one reason I've kind of staved off getting back into a normal relationship or bringing anybody to the house. Well, a house I'm okay with because I got cameras all inside the house now.
Right. But that's probably why.
And the other thing is, okay, we had the argument on the Monday. Dan, seriously, you got to stop me when this gets boring.
Okay. Okay. One more chick on Twitter says, burn it all. That's in all caps. That's from Wendy. Wendy Lulu. Sounds so sweet with that handle. All caps.
Burn it all! Burn it all, get in the f***ing car!
I just realized there's a fine line between Guar and Jim Adler.
Had that argument that Monday. I made her leave. Well, I need my laptop, I said. You pull into the porte-cochere as you're driving out. I will hand you the laptop through the window. If I never hear from you again, you may keep the Corvette.
Okay.
Which, obviously, she didn't hold up to.
Sure.
And then Wednesday, I get a call or an email that says, can I get some of my stuff? I went, sure. Because I had no idea all this. She went to her and her biological dad went to the cops the next day.
Okay.
So Wednesday, she comes by the house, looking through, doesn't say anything about anything. Not like, hey, you may want to call Tim Powers. And felt safe at the time.
Right.
And then 2 days later, they wait and pick me up at Larry North so they can make a big scene out of it.
Right.
Because there were other allegations against South Lake DPS at the time of preferential treatment to citizens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Chief Goolsby at the time. Of course, they got to make me the poster boy. Who could we choose that's helped police and fire in South Lake?
Mm-hmm.
To show that we there's no preferential treatment. Yeah. Let's go get him at the gym.
He's good and tired.
Won't put up a struggle.
I'm going to burn this shit.
I think you should.
I know ethically it's probably wrong. I should just let it go. Maybe mail it back to her.
Burn it all and roll it up in a paper and have Kenzie smoke it.
Yeah. Wait. Nah, I don't want her stuff in my lungs.
Well, oh, now, no.
Some of it's some Christmas decorations.
That's festive.
Alfie, I want to take anything before we break. We're late.
Maybe five.
Okay. Yes, Lauren.
Yes, when I was abused, they actually arrested my ex for drunken public charges. And what happened was later his best friend had told me he had hit someone before, but she hadn't pressed charges. So I went to the cops, pressed charges, and as I'm walking out, the cop says, now you're not going to come back in 2 hours, because if you do, the DA still probably will pick up the case. So that really encouraged me to keep the charges pressed, because that was the only way he was ever going to be out of my life.
And he actually hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. You don't let anybody talk you out of that.
Yeah, and it was really helpful that his friend knew that it had happened, because I just was going to let it go, and he was going to move back in with me after he got out of the drunk tank. His mom had to drive 8 hours to pick up his stuff from my apartment.
Where is he now?
Louisiana.
Is he
married with a kid?
Oh, so he's not being supported by the state?
No, he only got 30 days, and then he went to a rehabilitation house.
After smacking you around?
Mm-hmm. He took a plea of no contest. I did not have to go to court, which was nice.
Well, you did the right thing.
I appreciate it.
In fact, I think I would have trumped up some charges and threw myself down the stairs and went, yeah, he beat my ass bad.
Yeah, he got his butt beat before he even hit me, so he was mouthing off being a drunk jerk, so okay. He got what he deserved.
And you're not in a situation like that now?
Uh-uh.
Okay, because there are psychologists that have talked about women go from abusive to abusive relationship.
Yeah, and I didn't do that. I got married. I have an awesome husband. It's great. Aww. He's too stupid to ever lay a hand on me.
Oh, God.
That's
I love him.
That's a godsend.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Russ.
My husband's too stupid to hit me.
One time I told him to hit me, and he tripped and fell down.
Can't even ball up his fist good.
Mm-mm. Hit himself and went, what happened? Alfie, is that our Robert?
That is our Robert.
All right, I'll take that, and then we get a break. Go ahead, boss.
Hey, Bubba.
Yep.
If had what you said before about we've only heard your side of the story, that's true. But if half of the stuff that you've said that she did, that's jail time or blood. Grand theft auto, theft of over $5,000 for the ring, or however much it was.
I'll tell you, do not repeat me on the air.
I won't. Okay.
Did you not hear that?
It doesn't matter. However much it was theft of over whatever it was.
It was enough to be a felony.
Yeah, okay.
A big felony.
Two cases of animal abandonment. Filing a false report for the police. Any one of those is enough for jail time.
Okay.
Now, you can sit there and say, well, you know, you're only getting his side of the story. That's great. But as magnanimous as you've been about this, Dan's right. It makes my blood boil every time you talk about that car.
The car is one thing. It really makes mine boil when he mentions the ring. The car he got back, the ring sticks with me just because that's a pet peeve in general of mine. And then for it to happen to him, for the amount of money he paid for that thing.
Exactly.
You got the car?
It's one of those things that if you had decided to be an absolute ass about it, she'd still be in prison.
I don't know if she would be. Probably taking the ring, but I'm sure there are different. Thanks, Robert. There are different things that protect her. It was hers. It was a conditional gift.
Right.
It was part of a contractual obligation. You don't follow through.
Yeah, that's a civil matter, I think, not a criminal one at that point.
All right, I've wasted enough time on this.
Did you bring any of her stuff today?
I forgot to go upstairs in the attic. I still have her graduation tassel when she graduated from UT Dallas in 06.
All right, well, you can scorch that.
I bet that burns good.
Mm-hmm.
Long lasting.
So everybody's with me on this. Mm-hmm. Look at Chuck in the corner. He's just nodding. If that's nod of like, don't just burn the tassel. Mm-hmm. Burn the bitch. I don't like bagging on somebody when they're not there to defend themselves, but you heard everything else on the news if you followed this.
Right.
And if you Google it, it's all over the place. I'm sure it's on Wiki and the Encyclopedia Britannicus or whatever.
There's a blurb on it on your Wikipedia page. It has the controversy thing. It just states some of the facts and times of when things happen.
All right. We got a break because we're... This next segment's going to be about 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a live spot here?
Yes.
I'll read it fast. A tethered walk, we're going to tether off the mother sucker. Tethered
walk, sucker. A tethered walk, we're going to tether off the mother sucker. We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
Five forty-seven. 13 before the top of the hour. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go. Southbound I-35, right at Commerce Street. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up. back from 183. Northbound I-35 right at the tollway in Dallas got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic goes backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Sticking around in Dallas, westbound 635 just before Josie got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Also, in that backup, got another accident right at Welsh, about a half-hour delay through that. Into Irving now, westbound 183, right at O'Connor, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. And finally, in Arlington, eastbound 20, right at Matlock, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bowen Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Clear skies, 47 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 80. Right now, 70 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
I like that one.
That's a good time.
That's what they call me, a good time.
Mm-hmm. Good time, Martin.
Always fun and games till the cops show up.
Also bad time, Martin.
Hard time, Martin.
Buzzkill Russ.
He has a lot of names.
I didn't even get street cred because the case was finally dismissed. What you in for, man? Not hitting a chick? Damn. Get out of my cell. Yeah. You ain't even wear a slick legging.
Yeah, even, and I hate to say this, but your mugshot's not even that hardcore because the stripes, they're not black and white. It's like you look like a creamsicle.
That's what Tim Power said when he came in and checked on me.
That's what I always... Always remember that.
Everett, is it standard procedure for them to immediately put you in the jumpsuit?
Yeah, that typically happens pretty quick when you go to jail.
I've seen other people in pictures, like Bill the Cat.
Nick Nolte. Oh, yeah.
Still wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
Well, you know, it depends. For example, Dallas County, sometimes you can be in a holding cell for a while before you do the change out, but in a smaller jail like Southlake, there's... You know.
Well, they took me over to Keller because Southlake, I guess.
They ain't got their own.
They subcontracted out their facilities to, I think it was Keller.
Yeah, small places like that, they can streamline the process.
But I was wearing a tank top and gym shorts.
Yeah?
That's far too alluring for the other inmates.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
Well, I mean, what's the purpose?
Well, that's
so
just...
I don't sneak out? Oh, I guess he was just jogging through.
Well, no, that's just what happens in jail. They put you in...
Tim just said he was surprised that they already made me change clothes.
I think in Plano, they wrap a towel around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Right before you take the mugshot, whatever you're wearing, they just wrap that around it.
I just came from the steam room.
Yep.
And I'm very unhappy about it.
Yeah. Who's that stern man in the sauna? Oh, he's just been arrested.
And I tried to smirk, and I thought... I don't know if that came out or not. Can we take that again?
No.
No, you smirked.
Could you tell?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of it's a real slight
Well,
one.
I didn't want to give it the...
Like the winning smile with a thumbs up?
Like the chick that allegedly set the yoga place on fire?
I heard about that. Was that local?
Yeah. That was an award-winning mugshot.
5-star.
What did she do?
Oh, she had a smile on her face like she was just crowned Miss America.
It's fantastic.
I mean, she's even showing teeth.
Yeah. Oh, big time. I don't think I've ever been that happy.
I did it. I set it on fire. Why'd you set the yoga place on fire?
I think she has, I think she has issues, mental health issues. Well, you asked.
That's Everett. Former member of Mensa. Mm-hmm. Got 2 degrees and a doctorate.
Well, you asked. What did you want? What kind of answer did you want to that question?
Now you know what it feels like to be me.
Damn.
Dang.
Somebody just got Kenzie rolled.
Wow. I don't even remember what you said to slam me, Russ.
Alfie just sent me the picture. Yeah, she's smiling happily. That's right. I burned it down. I burned it down to the ground. Ain't nothing left but floor.
Actually, it's all still there.
Yeah, it was.
it was a real bad arson attempt, allegedly.
And then she allegedly resisted arrest.
She sure looks happy in this picture.
Do you know if she was also the one that took a couple pot shots at a yoga studio?
She claimed responsibility for it in an interview.
Which happened, I think that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
All right. What? Since I haven't followed the story, what was her beef with the yoga place?
That I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Although there was, I did like this mugshot from this week. A woman accused of performing illegal butt injections bonded out of jail after turning herself in Wednesday. An arrest warrant was issued last week for Denise Ross, who also reportedly goes by the nickname Wee Wee. I've been waiting to say that for 2 days.
Those are all trumped up charges.
Oh, really?
I got a license for butt injections.
Mm.
Says it right here.
Where?
I'm also an organ donor.
She's facing charges of illegally...
And I have to wear glasses when I do the butt injection according to this license.
She's facing charges of illegally practicing medicine and is accused of injecting clients with household products like caulk.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. That works. I use all the time to seal cracks. I use a high-grade DAP.
Oh, nice. Several people have come forward reporting complications from the procedures. Ross and another suspect...
Well, who's really, truly... And the final analysis, whose fault is that? You go in the back of somebody's house or the back of a tire shop and go, I want butt injections. All right, then. Well, let's break out a new carton of DAP.
Mm-hmm. Wee Wee and another suspect named Jimmy Joe Clark, who goes by...
That's Wee Wee.
Oh, sorry.
I'm French.
I did not realize. Wee Wee. And another suspect named Jimmy Joe Clark, who goes by the name Alicia.
That's Jimmy. Joe Clark.
No, it's Jimmy Joe Clark.
Whatever.
Who goes by Alicia.
He goes by Alicia?
Yes.
Is he in the middle of things?
I'm not sure if he's in the middle, but he's definitely named one way but presents another.
I read he was transgender.
He is.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's just dressing or if this is like
transgender is at post-op, mid-op.
I think that's post-op.
Based on his mugshot, I hope he's not done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That needs to be his before, not after.
Well, I didn't have time to get all of it done because they closed our butt shop down.
Clearly.
Anyway. I didn't get a chance to get... I got one boob done and half my weenie sticking out now, half stuck in. I looked in the mirror, my whole body, and went, I wouldn't do me.
Both are accused of running a business inside of a now-abandoned Deep Ellum suite. The photos are kind of small, but you can kind of make out Wee-Wee's general look across her face.
Wee-Wee, the Denise Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, Wee-Wee is the chick.
Yes.
There's no picture of Jimmy Joe Clark goes by Alicia.
I'll pull one up for you.
Okay.
Have they arrested him or her yet?
I'm not sure.
Well, I would guess it's a him if his name is Jimmy Joe Clark, but he goes by Alicia.
Right.
I mean, they could say, you know, suspect named Russell Martin, who goes by Malachi Steamroller.
That's right.
That doesn't really mean my name is Malachi Steamroller.
There you go. Here are the two suspects.
Alfie just showed me the picture.
Oh, okay. Wee Wee's on the left. And that's Alicia on the right.
Yeah, Wee Wee looks pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia don't look that bad.
Nah, she looks a little more like, oh.
I don't know if I would immediately looked at her and went, yeah, that's a man that ran out of money. But Wee Wee has that, what you talking about Willis face.
That's it. You nailed it. But with a lot less comedy.
But that exactly the same face.
Yeah.
Where she's just going.
What you talking about?
All right, you saw me do the face?
Yes.
Now come over and look. And look at the mug shot. See, was I close?
Okay.
It's the chick over here on the left. This one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And her follow-up mugshot is the same look. Just different attire, different hair.
Why does she have two mugshots?
She had the initial one, and then she had the other one this week when she was turned down. Not sure. Unless
and
one...
what city was this?
The thing go. It was Dallas.
Oh, sure, Dallas. I'll let you take two mugshots. Keller Southlake, you get one. Even at Costco, they let you take as many as you want.
She may have been arrested before.
Yeah.
She needs to work on her mugshot face.
She's getting lots of practice.
She's got her mouth closed really tight. I wonder if she's got any teeth.
I think she does. You can see, like, she can tell she's got a chin going, so.
Well, you can have a chin and still not have teeth.
Yeah, but when you don't have that row of bone, that chin goes up a lot closer to the mouth. Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So far, I think it's mugshots. I think only Nick Nolte has me beat.
There is one other.
Who's?
Rip Torn.
Yeah, somebody could have combed his hair.
Or at least licked it down.
I mean, Nick Nolte, his mugshot, all it was missing was just a little cartoon bubble off the side that went, ah! Alfie, is this the whole story you sent me or just a picture?
That's just the picture. If you want, I can link you the story.
No, don't link me the story.
How about I link it to you?
No, had enough. Did you break again?
Yes.
Do you have something quick?
I did, yeah. Well, that was the old story. Hang on.
We got Bert Alfie, there. What time is Sir Mix-a-Lot calling?
He was supposed to call in about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I got something quick.
Well, hang on. And he didn't?
He did not. I called him twice. Didn't answer.
And he's performing at Trees?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Well, no. It could be next Sunday.
Well, I think Alfie's not one to promote him if he didn't call in.
I get that.
Sunday, March 29th. That's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, he's always... I haven't talked to him in 10 years. But he was the one that called and left a message and went,
damn, man, you don't even take care of your mama. Can't even buy her a car. You got two Batmobiles, and you can't buy your mama a car.
Yeah, he took you to task on that.
Damn, I hate to see how you treat your daddy.
And I'm not lying about that one.
No, that's almost a direct quote.
Okay, could you have been on the hotline when he tried to call?
No, I gave him the warm line.
Okay. You do that with black people?
No, I... No.
Damn, yeah. Alfie? Wow.
No, it's just that's just standard operating procedure.
Yeah, in the 50s.
No. No, like for guests.
Oh, yeah. You can call in. Just call in on the back phone.
It's the warm line. And by the way, when you walk in, that first water fountain, that's not yours.
Oh, no guests allowed.
Okay. We'll break. Maybe he'll call. He's not in town yet, right?
No, he's not.
Maybe he got a time zone problem. Doesn't he live in Seattle?
I think he does.
Okay. So they're 2 hours. Ah, it, he didn't call.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
612, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Commerce Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, westbound 635. Just before Josie, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from the high five. In Irving, westbound 183 out at O'Connor, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to the 35-183 split. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Rippey Street, got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up. Damn it, now I'm not going to make it. I'm sorry, everybody.
Hang on, Everett started laughing and knocked your camera over, Dan.
No, I know.
Go ahead, just do the radio part.
Okay. Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Tonight, skies will be clear. Low of 47. Tomorrow, sunny. A high of 80. Right now, it's...
Kenzie, I'm going to guess that's crooked.
It's 70 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 97.1 the Eagle. Oh, wow.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Anything that I don't have to do.
Okay. You know what?
Now there is no you know what. You didn't knock it over. It's not your fault. I got to run a console. I got to do a show. I got to have dead air. I got to rearrange cameras, zoom in, focus, recomp the shot, and then get back to the console before the bumper runs out.
I know. We really got to get those terrorists that made you do all that.
Like, I'm sorry to say it, but James Brown. Hardest working man in show business. He'd run his own board. All he did was dance around on stage, fall down from time to time, get a cape thrown over, and then jump back up like, I got it back.
Mm-hmm.
My blood sugar was low. I needed some citrus. Somebody give me credit for something.
That was very nice on getting the camera back up. Because while Kinsey was trying valiantly, the new shot she had comped was somewhere between the top of my head and the vent in the ceiling.
The shot that she had comped with the camera, I don't know how, whatever it hit, but it made you look like a villain in
you
the
mean
in the. Everett hit the camera.
I didn't make the shot.
Like, but you were trying to fix it. Shut up. You looked like one of the villains in the Batman, the TV series. They were always skewed.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. That's also how Chloe takes like half his pictures on Instagram. He always has his camera tilted, a bit of an angle.
Do you even use the GoPro that I bought you?
Oh, of course I do.
What do you do with it?
I put it on end of liquor bottles. You can see, like, in drinking from that prospect.
Perspective.
Perspective, and then out of the lake, of course. And
you know what you should do is strap it to your pubic area.
Deck down, up, which way?
It's your penis, you decide.
Oh, that's right. Well, I got the clamp, so I think can do that.
What?
I got the C-clamp thing, whatever, from Nathan.
I don't think it's really meant to be a clamp.
Hey.
It's a GoPro. It goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That shoots in 1080, right?
Yes.
I think they have GoPros that shoot in 4K now.
Jeez.
I know they have, Alfie, am I right? They have Samsung smartphones that shoot in 4K.
Yes, they do.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Drones that have shoot in 4K now.
Oh, yeah, drones. Like the one I gave Alfie for his birthday that he hasn't touched.
I certainly have touched it.
Dan, how long has it been sitting in your office?
About 6 months.
That is such a load. I took it home.
Is it?
Yes.
How long has it been in my office?
It's been in your office for maybe a month.
Alfie.
It has.
I know that's not accurate.
I brought it back up here when we were having all the snowy, icy weather. I tried to get a shot of the building when it was snowing, and I couldn't get any lift out of it because of the downflow of the wind. Mm-hmm. But I leave it up here in case we need it for things like that.
All I know is somebody gives me a gift, I try and show appreciation and either wear it or use it.
I have used it.
Chloe gave me boots for my birthday. Mm-hmm. What I got on right now.
Those boots.
Thank you.
Some nice boots.
And I take care of them every day with hand lotion.
Right on.
Well, they tell you you're supposed to buy some type of special snake
oil.
Well, snake oil sounds like something, you know.
Right.
Hey, this cures everything. Really?
Magic elixir.
Really? I got polio and syphilis. Really? In the 1800s? Do we have that yet?
You will after you drink some of this.
We had the Black Plague, but we fixed that. Labor costs went up. It tells you to use, like if you go to a boot store, you're going to need this conditioner for like those, these are pythons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get dry. I just go to the store and get that lotion for like extra dry skin.
Like cracked skin and stuff?
Yeah. That's what I use on the boots.
Nice.
Works fine.
Yeah.
I mean, dry is dry. Moisturized is moisturized.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to have a photo of a boot on it to make it okay to use on boots.
Well, this is special snake oil. Really? Where'd you get it from? Jergens. I could just probably spray them down with silicone. They'd be all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Everett's camera's fine. Dan, yours is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's is all right. Fine. Alfie, did you ever get Terry White set up in your studio?
Yes, he is.
Terry, you want to give me the sound check?
Sounds great.
Come on, did Terry. A good job. Why is it I hate country music, but I love that sound?
Because you love country music.
I love some country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about the steel guitar that just adds a texture. I think Terry and I, the first time he was up here, I played Batman. And it even added something to that. I'm Batman. Na 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 na. Watch this.
Who is that? It's Batneck.
He's heading back to the red Batneck, red cave, neck cave.
Headed back to the bat trailer.
The cave park.
Yes.
I got a double wide cave. But it's a nice one because it's got the skirts around the bottom of it.
Oh, so classy. Yeah.
So you can't tell it's portable.
Mm-mm. Hey, without that, then everybody knows.
Plus, it keeps out the opossums.
How did you bring the Bible into this?
Easter's around the corner.
Oh. I can name all the opossums.
Yeah.
What?
Kenzie doesn't get it.
Did she say Elvira?
No, she said the Bible.
She's just now getting the fact that she didn't get it.
Oh.
It took you that long to figure out you didn't get it?
There's possums in the Bible?
Yeah, the
12.
12 opossums.
What is that?
The Bible.
Yeah, they were the ones that went with Jesus everywhere he went to spread the good word.
Those weren't possums.
What were they?
Apostles.
They were opossums.
They were apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Apostles.
And sometimes when Jesus got pissed off, they all played dead.
And you don't want to mess with them if they're eating out of McDonald's bag on the sidewalk.
Hell, even one of the most famous opossums did what most possums do. He hanged from a tree.
Mm-hmm. And carried his young in a pouch.
Not many people know that opossums from the Bible were also marsupials.
That's right. The only ones indigenous to North America.
Mm-hmm. How dare you challenge our knowledge in the Bible?
I'm so sorry.
And the 12 opossums.
I apologize to the 12 opossums.
Hold it up again, Chloe. I couldn't read it. President. What's that say? What's it say?
President.
Yeah, there's a president. Is that what you want me to ask?
Yeah.
Obama possum?
Barack Opossum. That's what he should do when he gets before the State of the Union and it's a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
They just roll over and play dead. Michelle goes, he does that all the time at the house. The girls don't buy it. And when he's pissed off, he just kind of walk backwards, moonwalking up the side of a tree and go, we got about a minute. Trying to think of something, Chuck, you know, that you and Terry can play together. Terry, what do you know? What?
Play something.
Now, you did that to me last time. Do Johnny Be Good. He can do that.
Key.
Key is A. A. You ready? Station in North Texas.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Q-Russ Eagle traffic is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-20 right at Bonnie View. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped. Back from 45. Also in Dallas, that's on I-35, right at Commerce Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up. Actually, onto 183 back from Regal Row. Let's move into Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Rippey Street. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Alta Mesa. And finally, in Arlington, eastbound 20 right at Matlock. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Kelly Elliott. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery tonight. Overnight low 47, sunny tomorrow, high of 80, right now 70. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at RussMartin.com.
Kenzie, why are you always shocked when celebrities do stuff for the foundation?
That's my all-time number one favorite musician, artist, director. I love him. I'm literally like almost teary. That was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
You replay it again?
Kind of. When did that happen?
Yeah, yesterday when he was in the studio.
Don't be a jerk, Dan.
He was in the studio.
Nice try. Just stop it.
Where else would he cut it?
They can send it.
How?
Email.
He's so cute.
Look, it learned.
It's almost become self-aware.
So close.
Y'all are seriously joking, though, right?
One day it'll be calling us Hal.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
We'll be calling her Hal.
Oh.
She'll be calling
her. Who are we, Dave?
Yeah, Dave and the other guy.
No, we already messed it up.
Whore.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at RussMartin.com.
That is so cool.
Ecstatic?
Oh, you have no idea.
We get most celebrities to do it.
I know. I love
Willie Nelson, probably not one of them.
Not yet.
Maybe if it was for farmers.
For farmers, he would. But, I mean, just because he's been busted many times by the police doesn't mean he doesn't appreciate what they do. I'm sure he gets annoyed each time they pull him over and shake him down for his weed.
I still think On the Road Again was supposed to be weed.
It's possible.
Think about it.
On the weed again?
Just can't wait to get back on the weed again. Making music. Oh, my friends, I can't wait to get back on the... Go ahead, Chuck. On the weed again. Life I love is making smoke with my friends. I can't wait to be on the weed again.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, at that point it felt like I was supposed to dance.
Yet another reason to be watching on the stream.
Yeah, it was either a line dance you're about to go into or possibly the church lady shuffle.
It was hard to tell. It was more of a polka, Willie Nelson. All right, Mark, what do we have this week from Paws in the City?
I don't know how I follow that, but anyway.
Can you sing?
No, I can't, but Rob Zombie is like my favorite of all time also.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
You missed him yesterday.
Yeah. No.
Okay, this is not funny.
It is, actually.
He was not here yesterday.
Alfie?
He was here yesterday.
No, he wasn't, because that man right there would have called me in a New York minute.
I think
I would have been
man?
Up here. Who? That, Chloe, he would have called me.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would. He knows me. Come on, Chloe.
I totally forgot.
You're a liar. I can tell when you lie to me.
Chloe was mad at you yesterday.
Oh, for what? He's never mad at me.
Who told you not to text me Tuesday
about me
having to put Rocco to sleep? Who told you over and over?
I told you
that's
my fault.
And, well, we know it's your fault.
No, I told you
that's
that Chloe
genetic.
Told me not to. I had Chloe's back. I told you that Chloe told me.
But you did it anyway.
Well, of course I did.
And he yelled at me.
Did you really?
It's Russ.
Well, I'm not going to not text you.
He told you not to text me. Give me a day to grieve.
I know.
I still grieve.
I'm sorry for texting you.
But thanks for not crying about it.
I did cry.
Not to me.
I texted you, told you I was crying.
That doesn't count. If he doesn't see it, then it didn't happen.
Ugh, whatever.
Oh, here's an e-card of me crying.
That could be old. That could be from something else.
Yeah. When you finally figured out where you're...
Gross.
Hey, it's up front today.
Oh my God, I'm never going to get a boyfriend again.
My pussy must be on some type of tectonic plates. You have what this week, Mark?
Dogs.
I have Beckett and Jax here with me today.
Okay. Talk about one of them.
Let's start with Beckett.
Okay.
Okay, Beckett is a six-month-old black lab mix.
Actually, take Beckett this way. There's a camera over there that we've set up just for the dogs.
So he's 35 pounds. Just turned 6 months old yesterday, by the way. Just had his birthday. He is a plays with all dogs. Where he's staying at? He's staying at Boarding Bungalow of Carrollton right now, and he just loves everybody. And he's a favorite of the boarding place. But his backstory is that we saved him on the day he was supposed to be put down at Dallas Animal Services. So he's a wonderful dog. He's high energy, but he's been playing all day, so he's a little more laid back at the moment. But he's got good energy.
Dan, your camera work is outstanding.
I don't have a whole lot of room.
Well, you could turn it sideways and put it down closer to his face.
To describe him for the listeners, he's black. He's a black lab, but he's also got some white markings on his chest, on the back of his
neck.
That's
not coming off the stand, Dan.
That was worth a
shot. Go ahead.
Anyway.
This show is just...
He's mostly black, and he's got white markings on his chest, a little bit on the back of his neck, and one of his paws. But you can kind of think of him as a miniature black lab with a little bit longer hair.
Okay. Kenzie, you can cut away to another shot until Dan is able to comp the shot. Yeah, that's the way we do it in television.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now.
Oh.
Okay, Dan's comped a shot. Camera two, take two.
So.
Go, Mark.
Let's talk about the other dog, Jax.
Other dog? I just got this one. Sorry, puppy. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's okay.
Kenzie.
Jax.
Back on me. Dan.
Yep.
Camera two, stand by. What's the other dog's name?
So, Jax.
Jax.
Jax is.
Stand by. Camera two, stand by. Comp your shot.
Good.
Jax is an American...
Take two.
Jax is an American English coonhound mix.
Mm-hmm.
68 pounds. Mostly brown with a lot of white markings.
68 pounds? That's pretty thick.
Yeah, he is.
Seems like they'd be mostly coon.
He is thick. Yeah. He is. And he's got scars all over him. And here's his story.
That's a mix.
Here's his sweetest dog. I mean, amazing. Just loves to give you hugs. So there's... somebody in Arlington that was feeding him every day, and she happens to be in the studio. She was feeding him.
Is this Kenzie?
It is Kenzie. She's our satellite office for Arlington Rescue, as it turns out these days. But anyway, she was feeding him every day, and then all of a sudden, one day he was gone. So she and her mom kept checking the Arlington shelter. He turns up the Arlington shelter, and he ends up on the list to be put down, and... We actually tagged him 1 hour before he was supposed to be put down, and he's just a fabulous dog. I mean, just loves to play with other than cats. He hates cats, but we cat tested him. So,
yeah, I'm sure that's probably a lengthy test. I will hold one up by this tail. Do you want this?
So we've
what do you think? Yes. That's right. It's a feline Satan.
But he gets along with all size dogs, big dogs. He's met with Walker.
Dogs that climb on rocks.
We even had a 3-pound Chihuahua bite his ear, and he just stared at it and didn't pay attention to it. So. We tested him with a cocker, and that was fine, about a 15-pound cocker spaniel.
That's a big cocker.
Yeah, it is a big cocker.
Really,
so.
Mark?
Well, I mean, it's cocker spaniel. But anyway. Well,
just because it's from Spain doesn't mean it's okay.
Anyway, just a...
He's just lobbing him up there, isn't he?
Yeah. We stuck a 15-pound Spanish cocker in front of him.
You'll have to take a look at his scars on him, Russ, if you get a chance, because he's got numerous scars on. We do not know how he got them.
Where are they?
He's got one on the back, on his back hind leg and across his back. He's got them on his face. He's got him on.
He looks playful, I don't think. It doesn't sound like the scars bother him. I'm watching him on the camera.
Yeah, you'd never know it. He's never shown any sign of any. You know, it's one of those things we wish we could talk to him. And
he's incredible.
Yeah, and find out what happened to you. How did you get those scars? Where have you been through? Were you a bait dog?
Who do we need to go and get?
Right.
That's the biggest thing you want to ask dogs. Like the beagle that I've got that was a rescue dog. She's just running in the street. Stop. Honk. She gets in the car like we know each other. And then the first time I had her teeth cleaned, they said they could tell by her teeth she had gone through severe trauma. So I don't know if that was from being beaten or just she went through a car door trying to get at a patron. But That's the weirdest thing about dogs is you wish, nothing else, they could talk. Just God give them 10 seconds to talk. All right, here's what happened to me. Here's their address.
Right. Absolutely.
And then we'd take care of the rest. Good silence.
That was a moment of silence. Anyway, so Jax and Beckett are just, I can't overemphasize, they're as good of dogs as we've ever brought on this show. So, and they were on the car ride here from the boarding facility they're staying. They were just kind of hanging out, licking each other, hugging. They're just the most playful dogs. So,
did you let them take a before you brought them in?
They have not eaten yet. That's a rule that we implemented about a year ago after we had that accident.
We don't feed dogs.
We don't feed them until after the show.
What, Dan?
Apparently one of them blew a stinky.
I smell it.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Jax. Yeah. Good boy.
I'm next to it.
That's my boy.
Did he blow a stinky or did it come out with substance?
No, there's nothing.
He just passed gas.
Oh, that smells like one of clothes. can't see the Lysol is over there on that cabinet.
Oh, man.
Right on top.
Has it gotten to you yet, Everett?
Not yet, but I'm hopeful.
Wow. Goodness. What do you feed him?
I don't know why people always ask that. It's like, what are you eating that makes you fart? Food?
Yeah, but maybe it's other kinds of food that make it just terrible. Our big dog does it when he does his yoga stretch. It's just so like he's got his chest and his chin on the ground and his ass sticking up in the air. That's it.
Yeah.
And then he looks back at you like, eh? Eh?
Watch this. Jetson fart. Isn't it time for a bath? Yeah, I forget the name of the dog. I want to say it was Daryl, but I don't think that's right. Baxter? Dexter.
Dexter.
Dexter was the one that came in and dropped off Mount Everest.
Yes, it was. Dan took photographic evidence, I remember, and posted it.
I had to. Right. People needed to see it.
Yeah, we had to put a baby next to it so you got a perspective.
Did he blow again?
Oh, no.
What'd she say about his ass?
She said he's smelling it.
He's impressed with it, evidently.
Well, we're certainly not going to point fingers at that.
No. If only.
Well, which dog is doing that?
The brown one.
Jax.
Pretty boy.
I'm going to go in there and give those radio people a Dutch oven they can't get away from.
He's certainly enjoying himself on the show today. That's for sure.
Let's give him a treat. And maybe he can close one in and open the other.
While you're doing that, I'll talk about our events this weekend. We have an event.
Sure. It's been a fantastic segment.
We're going to be at the Tractor Supply in Wiley tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m., and that's on Westgate Way in Wiley. And if you're not familiar with Tractor Supply, it's a retail store that sells a lot of agricultural-type things, outdoor wear, pet supplies. It's a Kind of a big store. It's a pretty neat place.
That's a great place. That's where I buy all my apparel.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's anyway.
And my sex toys.
I don't remember seeing those there, but
I tried using a post hole driller on Mandy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was too small. The driller.
We're going to have 22 dogs so far signed up for that event and 6 cats. We don't have cats at events many of, so just for you, the cat lovers, make sure you're aware of that as well. And anyway, it's from 1 to 4 p.m. On tomorrow, on Saturday. The weather's going to be great.
And if people want to sign up, they don't have to adopt. But if they want to sign up to foster animals, like I'm guessing the 2 women in here do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foster?
No, I adopted 2.
Oh.
Nice.
She adopts the ones she fosters from us.
What an idiot.
I'm not allowed to foster.
I fell for that one with the deaf dog. They went, hey, why don't you foster him?
Just take him for the weekend, Russ.
It's funny. Her outfit matches the eagle sign right behind her.
Oh, it does.
Mm.
Yeah.
We must have sex.
That's kind of the reason we put the sign up.
Mm-hmm.
If this matches, then...
Yes. It's kismet.
Well, she is a great volunteer for us. She leads a lot of our events and different things, so she's very involved.
Is that your way of saying if she'll foster a dog, she'll go out with Russ?
You know what? I'm just I'm bragging on her for a moment.
If she'll love animals, she's probably into anal.
Okay. That's a leak.
Oh, now that's over the line.
Oh, the dog comes in and floats air biscuits, but when I bring up anal, now we cross the line. Okay. All the information is on the website, pawsinthecity.org.
Okay. And also you can follow us on Facebook as well.
Okay. Thank you for not trying to push a dog on me this week.
You're welcome, Russ.
Next week, though.
Yeah.
Because Johnny, she would have. So
that's how she rolls.
Well, sincerely, I appreciate it.
She's going to be she'll be coming by for a little cameo visit soon. So,
good.
I figure you're probably ready for that by now.
It's about time we pull the train on her. Chloe, bring up the Joker pinball machine.
Ew.
She always likes to get it on that one.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
701, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic, Alfie Coy's in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Let's start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Rippey Street. Got an accident there blocking the 2 left lanes. Traffic goes backed up back from Alta Mesa. In Plano, eastbound on the bush right at Alma, got an accident there. But that's traffic jacked up back from Custer Road. Also in Plano, southbound on the Tully right at the bush, got an accident there blocking the exit ramp. Traffic's kind of slow in the area. And finally in Dallas, westbound I-20 right at Bonnie View, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's completely stopped back from Dowdy Ferry. Also, north and southbound 45 is pretty much jacked up as you approach 20. About a 40-minute delay through that. Okay, caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to 97.1 The Eagles BFD 2015 featuring Pretty Reckless, In This Moment, Hailstorm Breaking, Benjamin and Kinsey's favorite, Rob Zombie. Call now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by American Airlines. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunny 80. Right now, 71. And 97.1, the Eagle.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Your Beer. Yep, Big Your Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few of my boys and knocking back a sixer of Big Beer. Seriously, there's nothing better than knocking with my boys. Now, Big Beer is made with the freshest Canadian hops. That's right, Big hops are grown and harvested by real Canadians. And you should see those Canadians tear through the field of hops. And Big Beer is the best beer for parties and nightlife, too. I mean, come on, everyone knows that Big Lager works best after dark. And unlike other beers, you'll never find our beer watered down. Nope, that's right. Big Lager never comes in light. And even though it's delicious, it's also inexpensive. This is one Big Lager that won't take all the money out of your wallet. So swing by your favorite liquor store and pick up a Big Lager.
Attention all criminals, hoodlums, and scofflaws. Have you been looking for the dando perfect for the delinquent in you?
No.
After months of tedious litigation, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to reveal Grand Theft Dando. Besides being a top-of-the-line pleasuring device, it also doubles as the premier criminal assistance apparatus. The Grand Theft Dando includes these stealth accessories: a slim gem, precision diamond-tipped glass cutter, a set of lockpicks, a Romulan cloaking shield, a hydraulic grappling hook with high tensile climbing rope, masterfully hand-woven from Dan's titanium strength-ass hair. You're probably asking yourself, where the f*** is the pleasure? Well, here's the best part. The Grand Theft Dando conveniently collapses into a colon-filling capsule. With its special sphincter-seeking technology, every item of the Grand Theft Dando knows where to go and what to penetrate. Order today and receive a free KERA tote bag. So when you're done, if you don't explode into a gooey, satisfied pile of blood and organ pieces, you'll have a place to stash your Grand Theft Dando as well. Order now. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was trying to buy Alfie time, play those spots, so you get a winner, so you can play Match Game with us.
Good deal.
Get everything you need?
Got it.
Okay. Here's the way we're going to do this. Does everybody have a pen, card, ready to go?
Yep.
Kenzie, you won't need one?
Pen?
You won't need anything. Get one to Chuck.
Yeah. You're playing, Kenzie. Don't make the face.
You're being the contestant.
Love you too, Dan.
Well, this means it's all focused around you.
Okay. I mean, I was kidding. I got it.
Okay. Everybody knows how Match Game is played.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie, you?
Yes.
All right. Alfie, you have something to write on?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me find the music. Give me a moment. What is this? Is that it?
New from Pretty Little Dan Inc.
Nope.
Would you
No, but I think Everett would like to hear this one.
Oh, I would love to.
Let me play this while I'm looking for the Match Game music.
New from Pretty Little Dan Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing "My Oh My What a Wonderful Day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. And for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that f***ing bluebird on your shoulder. The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, anyone that consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
All right. Pens ready?
Ready.
Kenzie, these are all for you.
Okay, and y'all try to match me, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
You try to match us.
Okay.
Either way.
Right. I just don't want her yelling it out yet.
Blank head. Blank head. Everyone hold up their hands when they have something written down. Chuck's ready, clothes ready, Dan's ready. Everett's ready. Alfie, I can't see you.
His hand's up.
Okay. All right, Kenzie. Blank head.
Bobble head.
Okay. Clovis. Big head. No match. Chuck. Give me some fat head.
All right. He's saying give me some.
Oh.
Or. Yeah.
No match.
No. Oh, now I get.
Dance's blackhead. Alfie.
Foam.
What?
Foam.
Foam head?
Mm-hmm.
What's a foam head?
Like on a beer.
Oh. Yeah. Everett?
I said pinhead.
All right. No matches? We'll try another one.
All right.
Say.
Hey.
Hey.
Baby Russ said his first word today. It was blank. Dan's ready. Baby Russ said his first word today. It was blank. Everett's ready. Dan's ready. Clo's ready. Chuck's ready.
Yep. Alfie's ready as well.
All right. Kenzie, baby Russ said his first word today. It was blank.
I'm gonna need the bleeper?
No.
Say it.
Mouth it. What? What? Head?
No!
Head? Anybody know what she's saying?
I think I know, but I like to see her try to... Wow!
All right, let me turn the mics off. Okay. I don't think you're going to get any matches.
Yeah.
Did you want both words? The F?
Just the last word.
The C?
Yeah.
C word head. Okay. Clovis. Doo-doo head. Wait, Chuck?
There's a head on this?
Chuck said doo-doo head.
Yeah, wait, there's a head on this?
No.
That was the last question.
Yeah. Bag.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, doo-doo bag. You still missed.
No, this was the baby Russ.
This is baby Russ.
All right, then I've totally screwed this game up. First word, and what was it you said, Kenzie?
C word.
It rhymes with run.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He still missed. Flo wrote doo-doo. Chuck wrote. Dan wrote.
My boy.
Why would you think maybe Russ's first word would be
I've known little Russ for many years now.
Alfie, what do you got?
Mine's not as bad. I had bitches.
What?
No.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you holding up the C word again?
You're looking at me like you were curious. it's like a little cue card.
I don't know that word yet.
Yes, you do.
Daddy hasn't taught me that word yet.
If you're from your dad, you know this word.
I've seen pictures of one, but I don't know what they're called. He just takes me to this place where all these bitches are and lets me pet them, calls them the zoo.
There you go.
See if I can keep this in order now.
You want to hear my answer? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you have?
I said that Little Russ's first word was censored.
That's pretty good, actually. That might...
No match. All right. Make this a little easier. Sand. Blank. Sand blank. Or sand blank. I don't know whatever it's going to write.
Yep.
Sand blank. You have yours, Chuck?
Sam?
Flo? Dan?
Yeah, I'm good.
Everett?
Oh, yeah.
Alfie?
Ready.
Okay. Kenzie? Sand blank.
Sand.
Need an answer.
Box.
Sandbox. Good answer. Flo? Sand castle.
I almost said that.
Chuck?
Oh, put that down.
Chuck.
Sand. Dan? Sand castle? Alfie?
I got sandbox.
Hey!
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Everett?
Sand digger.
Also, no.
Only matched with Chuck. All right. Blank. Lip. Or blank lip. Blank lip. I give you different intonations. Blank lip. Close ready. Dan's ready. Everett's ready. Chuck's ready. Alfie?
Ready.
All right, Kenzie. Blank lip. Don't forget, the video stream is pre-delayed and I can't help you.
Labia lip?
Labia lip. Very nice. Flo? Smell my. Chuck? Hair lip. Dan?
Hair lip.
Hair lip.
Good job, man. Here we go.
Alfie?
Mine was close. Cleft lip.
Everett.
And another hair lip.
Hey!
All right. Nobody went with mine.
Nope.
We're all wide in here.
Oh. My own pre-delay.
You're on your own post-delay.
Post-delay. That's bad.
You want a one-word match or another?
Let's say long. Let's say a phrase.
Okay. Yeah.
Longer. I think longer seems to open up more possibilities. I don't know. I could be wrong.
The admiral said to the captain. You've been on this ship too long. You shouldn't blank with all your men. The admiral said to the captain, you've been on this ship too long. You shouldn't blank with your men. Dan's ready. Chuck's ready. Flo's ready. Everett's ready. Alfie?
Ready.
Okay. Kenzie. The admiral said to the captain, you've been on this ship too long. You shouldn't blank with all your men.
You shouldn't... you shouldn't... Can you repeat the question one more time?
The admiral said to the captain, you know, you've been on this ship too long. You shouldn't blank with your men.
Shouldn't, pork.
You shouldn't pork your men. Clo?
I don't know.
Swim. Chuck? Shouldn't shower with your men. Dan? Shouldn't dock with your men.
Ah.
Alfie?
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Circle jerk.
Yes. No match. Everett?
You shouldn't walk the plank with all your men.
Mm.
I'm not very good at this.
Oh, you're not. Let's see if we can...
Give me another chance.
Pick one. You have another phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenzie says sure.
God asked Russ to help him revise the Bible. In Russ's version, instead of the tablets, Moses came down from the mount with blank.
Can you repeat it one more time?
I will. God asked Russ to help him revise the Bible. In Russ's version, instead of tablets, Moses came down from the mount with, you know, the tablets?
Mm-hmm.
Two tablets?
Mm-hmm.
Five commandments on each one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody in? Pens down?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. All right. God asked Russ to help him revise the Bible. In Russ's version, instead of tablets, Moses came down from the mount with?
I don't know if I can say this.
Find it. Find another way to say it.
Tease.
With
titties.
Titties. Teats.
Tease. Tussies.
I'm just having fun. Listening to her sound it out.
Are you trying to say teats?
Yeah.
Two teats.
Teats. Lot. No, lots of teats.
How many would be lots be?
However many tablets Moses had. Five.
He had two.
Okay, five. Then times 20.
Oh my God.
A lot. He came down with a lot of
teats.
Cease.
Are you saying teats?
Teats.
These?
Teats.
Cans.
Cans.
Boobs.
Boobs.
All right. How many do you have? 21?
40.
40. Oh, my God.
There was a chick that had a problem.
Clearly. All right.
You love cans. You'd say that.
Instead of tablets, Moses came down from the mount with, hello? A donkey?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe you were hauling stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot of tablets.
It was like going down to the Grand Canyon.
You know, I think if we drink more, this would be a lot better than the original Match Game. Because I watched a documentary in the original Match Game, they all drank.
I'm with you.
Moses came down from the mount with, would you write, Chuck? An iPad. Obviously would have made it easier.
Yeah, yeah. You can just swipe.
Dan, you've got?
Yes! Damn. Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Never saw that coming.
I know this man. I know if you want him to, any shot, to follow any of those commandments, you better put it on something that will catch his attention and keep it.
What should I put on the tablets? Well, it's supposed to be 10 commandments. What if we cut it down just to 2? One on each tablet.
Perfect.
One great big Alfie, what do you have?
I had booze and chaw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everett?
Came down from the mountain with whiskey.
Okay. Does she win something at the end of this?
Hey!
I'm sure Alfie can steal something.
Couple more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kenzie once thought her head was an egg. At one time, she tried to blank it. Kenzie once thought her head was an egg. One time, she tried to blank it. Dan's ready. Chuck is ready. Everett's ready.
Ready.
Clo's ready. And Alfie's ready. All right, Kenzie. Kenzie once thought her head was an egg. At one time, she tried to blank it.
Crack it and eat it.
Either one.
Crack it.
Crack it. Clo? Crack it. Chuck? Fry it. Which actually, in Kenzie's case, would be redundant. Dan? Poach it. Alfie?
Hatch.
That's a baby Kenzie.
Crack hat. I'm kind of... Yeah, I'll let you have that one.
Then you'll have to let her have this one. Hatch.
Hey! All right.
Okay.
You got three on that one.
All right, here we go. Last one.
Okay.
Porch blank. Porch blank. Porch blank. Porch blank. Dan's ready. Chuck's ready. Clothes ready. Everett's ready. Alvin?
Ready.
All right. Kenzie? Careful. Porch? Write it down first.
Well, I just watched Clerks 2 last night.
No.
No.
Oh, write it down.
I will switch it.
I just write down whatever it is you're going to say. This game's not going well, is it?
If she writes down what she wants to, it will.
I can't see it. Hold it back up.
She did.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to change it.
No. We all know what it is. Listeners know what you wrote. Glow, just hold up what you wrote. Porch swing. Chuck? Chuck is a match. Dan? Porch ticket. I'm going to match that one.
Hey!
Alfie, let me see yours.
I had swing.
Porch swing. Everett?
Porch junkie.
It's a rough game when you can't let the audience in on the answer. So I wasn't keeping score. Alfie, were you?
Kenzie has 8 points right now.
That's pretty good. She showed a lot of courage on that last one.
Yeah.
Or a lot of stupidity.
Do they use that word a lot in Clerks?
Well, there's a specific joke or a situation scenario, we'll say, in Clerks 2.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's bringing it back.
Boopa. No.
I'm not going to say it.
No, but you were happy writing it down.
No, I was not.
Oh, the smile on her face. Wow.
Oh, whatever.
All right. Terry's here with Steel Guitar. Chuck is here.
Jam.
What do you think?
What a day.
Is that the name of the song you want to play? Or?
Okay.
Just the regular riff?
Yeah.
Let me just start with the A.
Yeah.
Terry, can you do that?
Do what?
Do you know Rock and Roll by Zeppelin?
Nah, but I'll follow you.
It goes A to D to A to E back to A. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we'll just improvise. Okay. Chuck, give me a level. Here. Terry, give me a level. All right. Let me grab my git box.
Yeah.
It's my Buck Owens guitar.
Damn nice.
Dan, I'm going to need your advice.
All right.
Up, down.
Everyone play. Drop a cloak. Drop Chuck down a little bit.
Or Chuck is down a little bit.
Okay, and bring you up a hair.
Okay.
Maybe we should be good.
Chuck, play anything. Terry. I know, I'm going to do an A. I'm just getting warmed up.
All right.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life again. Love's gonna live here again. I'm kidding. Here we go. Set. Alfie, bring Terry up some more. There you go. We suck. Suck.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go with something good.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Chopsticks?
A Highway to Hell.
I don't think Terry could do Highway to Hell.
Terry, what?
Can you do Highway to Hell?
What key?
A. All right. 100,001 FM station.
And Chuck's caught in the blinds.
I think we need a lot more Russ.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, try not to take. I hear you, Terry. All right, this is sacrilegious. Here we go.
All right.
No. We're not playing the porch game with you, Everett. All right, last go around. We got to go. Nikki Six has got to be pissed. Easy enough. Here we go. Terry, we're going to E.
enough of this. Could have been worse. Not really. Hit the delay until it goes back 30 minutes and let's go.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, AlfieCoy.com, and to reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, his website, DallasAttorney.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. For all things talk radio 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
Rocks the Metroplex.